and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions. And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta get it after. Hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in the company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most hotties in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
You know, I've been a bit of a...
Tim Stevens is a jackass.
You know, I've been a bit of a...
Tim Stevens is a jackass.
You know, I've been a bit of a...
Welcome. Welcome.
You know, I've been a bit of a...
Welcome. Welcome.
You know, I've been a bit of a...
Welcome.
Ken Stevens is a jackass.
Ken, let me get a different caller.
A stupid little listener.
He's got a line number one. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead and insult our listener.
That's okay.
You know, I really did that.
Yes.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
Say, baby, say, baby, hey. Good day, good day.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone thought about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Hey, back off. Hey, man, I may work with the chicks, but not with me.
You know, I really did that.
Watched The Simpsons the other night, and Bart Simpson hadn't done his homework, and he's afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow, and it was a blizzard. Yeah, and so, you know, the little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for that history test, and made him go up there and study. And he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60 and passed the fourth grade.
Hi, in the
scene,
from Uranus.
You know, I've been a
Ken Stevens is a jackass.
Welcome. 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 Hi, 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 hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Ignore that.
Get them out of here.
these guys, well, they're trouble. I think you can look at it and tell that.
You know what you would if you're the 100th caller without.
Not bastard.
Not something good.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
There he is.
Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They're just eager. No crime in that.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hepperdite. And all the ships at sea. Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. I'm Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this
Thursday,
February 27ers.
Nice.
All right, now remember, Buzz.
I'm ready.
Wait, U.S., Canada, D.C., then you.
Got it.
Okay? All right, from anywhere in America.
Right.
Call 877-365-3636. From Canada.
Yay!
Call 1-800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C., call us locally at 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go. Perfectly executed.
Welcome.
Now, welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, God. Gosh, where to begin? Robert Blake, the snowstorm. Obviously, look, well, you don't know this because you've got to spend the last 20 hours with me, but I didn't go to the hotel last night because...
Yeah, you didn't need to.
We didn't need to because the snowstorm that was supposed to strike last night kind of petered out.
Yeah, they're 0-1.
And now they're saying that tonight's going to be the last one of the year.
Yeah, and they're also, they've modified that one, and they're going into the whole hedge routine. And you know what? When it's like this, and now they're calling for, what, 3 to 6 inches of snow?
Or 4 to 8 with icing.
This is really not a big deal. They're hyping it now. Now they're hyping it because they've got all their reporters all over town, and they are hyping this. And it's not, you know, really, after what we just went through, calling 3 to 6 inches a storm is not accurate.
But Mike, now where'd you hear that, on COP?
Yeah, COP, and also a couple of television stations.
Okay, because I saw the guy on Channel 5 say 4 to 8. I saw the guy on Channel 7 say he's standing by his prediction of up to 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hold on, I don't know what channel it was on.
I'm looking at 6 to 10 here on this latest forecast that I have.
Let me call my cunning honey. Because
it's amazing, the different forecasts. Mm-hmm.
Frieda and I were watching it. And
6 to 10 total, probably.
Right. She
total.
Caught...
By
she
noon
caught,
tomorrow. Between now and noon tomorrow.
Between the storm we got last night and the...
No, no, no.
Between now and noon tomorrow, another 6 to 10 inches, according to
See, everybody's
the
hearing,
latest forecast.
Everybody's hearing different stuff, but I got to get... I pulled my wife in to this, because it drives me nuts, and she says, why do you waste so much time watching all this? And I said, because I like tracking it.
It's fun.
Hello.
Baby.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, you were there today when we were watching the weather guy, and I believe we were watching the noon weather, which is the most recent up-to-date forecast. Well, don't shake your head, Buzz. It was the most recent we had at that point.
Right.
Remember that article in TV Guide a few weeks ago said that noon is like the noon forecast and the nighttime forecast. So really, they only get two sets of information. They only send the balloons up twice a day.
Yeah.
So that really is, even though they keep updating it and changing the wordage.
Remember I told you that we read that in TV Guide? That's how they get the information. They send a balloon up in the morning and a balloon up at night.
They send up a balloon.
Right.
So anyway... Now, honey, I don't want to be the one to scream it, and I know people are hearing Mike screaming about the weather. You tell everybody what you thought the guy today was saying when he was done with the entire forecast.
I think it's obvious. They say within their forecast five different forecasts. So
right.
They can say, well, I said, you know, we would only have 5 inches, or I said we might have up to 10 inches. I mean, they say all these different things, and they put different graphics than they're actually saying. And if it goes south, we could have this. So if they say every forecast possible, and if it misses us at all, it could be sunny tomorrow, then they can go back and say, well, I told you yesterday.
But here's
exactly what they're doing.
I remember exactly what finally pushed Frieda over the edge. She's watched these guys with me, and it was the guy on Channel 5 who said, so, my final forecast is 4 to 8... in north and western suburbs, 3 to 6 to the east and south, but I wouldn't be surprised if we got 10 inches. Yeah. I mean, is that not exactly what the guy said?
And then different information posted on his little board.
And then they also say, snow should be arriving late in the rush hour. Hey, thanks for that. Okay, defend, you know, defend that.
Define that.
Where does that define and defend?
Right.
All I know defend, Buzz. I stand by it.
All I know is that last night we didn't get anything, so obviously I went home, had a wonderful night with my family. And, honey, was there a better show that we've seen than that Robert Blake show last night?
I have to admit, I fell asleep during it, darling.
It was
spooky. I did have nightmares.
It was fantastic.
Are you trying to make me cry?
Gosh damn it.
Let me tell you, Rosie, you're the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
You're the one I love.
If you could say anything to your daughter right now, what would you say?
I'd say, honey, life's a gift that they give you. And remember, you're the cream in my coffee.
Did he say, it's spectacular?
It's spectacular. They've already taken away my life. They've already thrown away my life. What am I going to do? You know, I remember I didn't have any toys. I didn't have any toys growing up. That's all when I was in the Little Rascals. I didn't have any toys, so that's why I whacked her. That's why I wanted her. And Jay Leno was making fun of me. My God.
You're the Easter Bunny.
You're Santa Claus at Christmas time. You're the greatest. Barbara!
What a great show.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
What a great show.
You know, and I did find myself, really, because he is so old, and he's so frail, and he's so pathetic, and you know, I never, even when he was one of my favorite talk show guests, I still never knew how to read Robert Blake, and I stand by that now. I still can't. I'll tell you, it's one hell of a performance if he didn't.
Guilty. He's guilty. I said it from day one. He's guilty.
Don?
Yes.
I don't like to look at your history, but you've never, ever said anyone was not guilty.
Yeah. Well, let's look back at the history. OJ? And this guy. Who have I said is guilty who's not been guilty? Can you name anybody?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you're using the two exact. You can?
I cannot.
You cannot?
I cannot.
Can you, honey?
No, but we're all agreed. You say everybody's guilty. We just can't name. We just.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I refer
with
to you.
Bad memories.
I refer to you as the hanging judge. You are the hanging judge.
And listen to this. Now, with all this impending weather, we're looking forward to getting out the hell out of Dodge tomorrow. HBO was nice enough to give us a trip to Las Vegas for the Roy Jones fight this weekend. And we were going to go, half of us are still going. Frieda and I were going, and Rob and Kerry were going. Mike was nice enough to give up his spot for Rob and Kerry. But as it turns out, Art, son, JD, as we'll call him, juvenile delinquent.
Oh, dear.
You know, he had his problem in traffic court, and he had to go to that thing where I told you the traffic class.
Driver safety.
Where a parent has to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where somehow the state of Virginia thinks that the kid's going to learn more if a parent goes with him.
It's
the great
true.
Police state of Northern Virginia.
So,
no, the parents, you know, there is logic to it because you are more prone to nag them if you know what they're supposed to be doing.
You know, I do see the point. It's more evidence of taking the responsibility away from the kids.
And I gave my wife an incredible props last weekend when she, after we went through the nightmare of having the line wands over very late on Friday night, she got up early. I believe I gave her props, but she got up and went and took Bart to this thing on Saturday morning. Was there from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And as it turns out, this Saturday, the same deal. Now, we cannot get an aunt. We cannot get an uncle. We cannot get a friend. We cannot get a godparent.
It has to be a parent.
It has to be one of us going with him.
Well, you couldn't find anyone that's that much of a sucker anyway.
And here's the deal.
What if
one of us doesn't go,
yeah,
he loses his license, which means we got to drive him around for the next 6 months.
Mm. Right.
So as it turns out, ladies, I got news for you. I'll be sleeping alone in Las Vegas on Saturday night.
Hey, hey, hey!
I got news for you. That's right. Or will I be bunking with the Spiewaks?
Perhaps you'd make a friend.
Or will it be the crazy, all of us in the Three Stooges style?
With a lion licking your feet.
Me and Rob and Carrie. Oh, baby, I'm going to miss you.
Well, Booboo, I know you'll have a good time. I know that's sweet of you to say, but I know you won't miss me.
I will miss you because
you're very busy. You know,
I've wanted you to go to Las Vegas,
and you'll be there with the person you really love anyway. So you know,
Rob. Yeah.
Now, where does that leave your wife, Rob? I would imagine that's going to be a little awkward for her.
Trunk of the car, Mike.
What's that?
Someone has to drive. Very true.
All right, sweetie, I love you.
All right.
And listen, you're the greatest. I mean that, and I'm not kidding. You're the greatest. Because
I'm putting it on your tab.
I know, but now I owe you two big ones because you're going to that thing again this weekend with him.
Yep. Yep, you can make the next appearance at Juvie, as we call it.
Juvie. Gotcha. I will. I love you, baby.
All right, bye, sweetie. No, I love you, too.
Oh, and honey, can I just tell you something?
What?
You're the Easter Bunny. You're my Christmas time.
Oh, no, you know, it's kind of creepy because I could imagine you saying that from the big house one day. Don't do that.
And Frida, life is spectacular.
It's a gift. It's a gift, and don't ever forget that when they throw you behind bars in that little isolation room. You know, when they shut that door, I'm not there.
What about Jay Leno? When Jay Leno makes his jokes about you, Bobbitt.
They took away my past. They took away my past. That's what they did. The cops. Them cops. When I was on the Little Rascals. There I am.
Didn't have any toys.
No toys. Rosie. They took away my life.
All right, love you, baby.
All right, Santa Claus. You too.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Here she goes. So, you're off to Vegas. You and Rob and Gary.
As long as we don't get the blizzard and the ice storm.
Well, you're not gonna, it's going to be over by. That's one thing everybody agrees on. It'll be over by midday tomorrow.
But, goddamn, let that just show you what a roller coaster ride life is.
Really?
Really. What was it? Just 2 days ago that she and I were having that extreme session right here on the radio.
And now everything's back to normal.
Back to normal.
Life's going okay. You don't need to take her to Vitello's. Everything's working out fine. We're going to park two blocks from the restaurant. There we go, Bonnie. I'll be right back because I left my gun. I left my gun because I got dyslexia.
Yeah.
Do you think there's enough? Can we get enough information about Robert Blake?
And you're still gonna jump on me because I'm saying he's guilty?
I didn't
even
say...
Even if I say everybody's always guilty.
I didn't say that I thought he was not guilty. What I did say was there were moments, because he is either the most incredible actor or the fact that he's such a pathetic figure there, that I did feel a little sorry for the guy because he just... I mean, there's certain people that come across and you look like, this guy's a, you know... But he just looks so pathetic. And then you combine that with the daughter, who somehow miraculously has come out very stable.
Pretty normal.
And really is very appealing on camera.
We would always... When we would eat at Vivian's, whatever the restaurant was, whenever we'd eat at Vivian's, we'd always want to walk a couple of blocks.
Walk, and that's why...
Walk the meal off.
And I'm sitting there buying that. You know, if you want to get him off, and I mean get him off the hook, you bring her in, because I think she's very, very credible.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Pimps in the Box, man. What's going on? Rob A. Buzz, what's up?
Howdy.
Hey, that was a classic show yesterday, man. That was a great mental stimulant with all the couples playing strip over there.
It was a pretty good strip trivia. I think the whole idea of getting married couples down here was so much easier that you and I didn't have to go through the pimping and the begging and the pleading.
They really wanted to do that. I think a lot of the couples that helped their relationship and they were into it, they were a mellow group. I found myself wondering today what Amy's up to. I hope she's doing well. I hope she's doing very well. She was...
Some great teats, and one of the one of the guys that I ran into today, I was, of course, everybody in the world trying to buy windshield washer fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And I went like the three different gas stations that didn't have any.
You need some?
Yeah. Well, no, I ended up getting some.
Okay.
At the last place that I went to, I pulled in, and it's a guy that I know at the station, and the guy says, I'm sold out, but... It was like Prohibition.
He's got a stash in the back.
I've got a case in the back.
For my special customers?
Would you like a quart?
Yeah, great.
I'll take it. So he goes back and gets me the bottle, and he's coming up front, and he says, it's $1.69, whatever, and he says, man, those women yesterday, really, were you lying, or were those women really hot? And I said, normally we lie, but the women yesterday really, they have beautiful bodies.
There are always one or two on strip trivia that are strong. Mm-hmm. And occasionally we will have the strip trivia. I believe we've had two strip trivia since we've been doing it where the entire field was incredible. This was one of those where we had a good 60-70% ratio.
And a guy started saying to me, well, why don't you put the pictures on the internet? And I said, well... Yeah.
So this guy,
And, you know what would have been sweet, though, if you would have had the lady do some girl-on-girl action to get, you know, a piece of clothing back
on. Listen here, you got to understand what we're doing here.
This is what I was telling the guy at the Exxon station today. I said, yesterday's strip trivia was absolute theater of the mind, and I'm sorry that we live in an age where you're used to being able to go to the internet and seeing, but I like the fact that you can't see what's happening. It seems to me, and I guess if we got the permission, we could get a website, obviously, somewhere and get a webcam to do it, but it was part of the attraction, though. It's like really fun out of it.
Your imagination.
You can even use the analogy of seeing a woman with a great body in a tight sweater. You know, you do have a little bit left to the imagination. And in many cases, it's even more fun to imagine than, you know, because sometimes when you see them, all of a sudden they go, you know, pointing straight down to the ground.
It didn't happen yesterday, though.
No, but, you know.
Sweaters yesterday.
I was thinking of Courtney's breasts also. Courtney, who hung in there till the very end of the game.
Man.
She had breasts.
Those are 34 Ds.
You remember?
Yeah.
34D, and she was the only 34D in the competition.
And
there were some 34Cs, and there was a 36C, I believe.
And then you get a girl, like the first girl, and I don't remember her name, the redhead. All I know is that when she was standing here wearing her button-down white blouse, it looked like she didn't have any boobs at all. Then when she took the shirt off, you saw that there was an incredible bounty that had been strapped into one of those monster 8-clip bras. You know, one of those things is the back. You got to have you got to punch in a code to get that baby to open. And then when she took that bra off and those boobs popped out.
Yeah.
Man, oh, is that a sweet.
And I got a bone to pick with you with her yesterday. I mean, talking about hello kettle, going to butt when you said, hey, Mike, you're staring at her breasts. I mean, what the hell do we always do in strip trivia? Why did you have to point it out?
Well,
you know, I was really enjoying a nice piece.
Here's the thing I'm doing. All I'm trying to do is highlight the fact that now, for the first time in over 10 years in our on-air relationship, we're back to having you in a different place in your life.
I'm in a different place than I've ever been in my life. I am very, 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 very single.
And that was, well, obviously, even today when we were walking into the studio.
Yeah, but did you see her? Wow. Man, oh man.
And I mean,
she's much too young for me, but Jesus, you got to acknowledge that.
She's only 5 years too young for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Your cutoff is 24, right? And we've estimated she's 19.
24. I've dated younger.
Well, Colette is older than that.
But the only reason I brought that up is I love living, and I know in a lot of ways, you like living vicariously through me when I yell at people or the stuff with Frida.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy living vicariously through you, knowing that you're out there, you're getting it done, and now when we walk through the doors to come down to the studio, there's a piece of ass out there, a beautiful young woman. I'll say hello and walk by, and I notice that Mike now lingers.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And with Mike, it's, hey, haven't seen you around for a while. And then she says, well, I'm working in the different office. I'm working in the office over here. And Mike says, well, how am I going to wave at you?
You know, that's nice.
Can I just for a moment applaud you? Can I just give it up for you?
Thank you very much. A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah. I'm loving watching this transformation.
Yeah, she is young. I think she's on the young side. I think we found that out. I probably got that from my sources. Very, very young. But boy.
So what?
Talk about an exception to the rule. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's street legal, Mike.
Street legal.
Remember, I heard the rule is half plus seven. Half your age plus 7 years, that would be supposedly a gentleman's cutoff point.
No way.
Yeah.
No, it really, a gentleman.
That's what I've heard.
I'm no gentleman.
I don't know. I don't know who made this up.
Half plus seven. All right.
So. Gentle person. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi.
What's wrong
Mike,
with
Mike, bud.
Hi.
Hey, Don, you defended Richard Jewell. You said he was innocent from day one.
Oh, you know, there's a guy that I did, you're right. Remember the guy with the bombing at the Olympics when they pulled in that security, that dumb security guard right away, and they were sure that he had blown up the place?
Yeah, I think there was no way.
I think, but I thought he was too stupid to have been involved in any kind of...
What a great memory this listener has for that.
Bombing attempt. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, sir?
Yes, sir.
If I ever need to be defended, please use that memory for me sometimes.
I'll try.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just remember this. She's 19. That's all you got to remember today for Mike.
Yeah.
She's 19.
But I am, anyway. I mean, you know, it's fun. I mean, you, if you don't look, you die.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Hey,
I love you. I love you, buddy.
You know, it's just fun. It is fun.
If you don't look, you die.
It's real, you know, because I am in that kind of mode.
I know, and that's why I pointed
that
out.
Mode, you know.
Of course, yesterday I'm staring at the girls' boobs. We all are.
Right.
But what's interesting now is... Not the, and they, for the most part, they were married or engaged. These are all taken.
They were shyer. I found the married women were more shy than some of the singles we get in here.
These are taken women that we were looking at yesterday. But what I find exciting from the voyeuristic standpoint is
right.
They're taken. I'm off limits.
Right.
They're off limits. But you're not off limits.
Well, I am to them.
You know, and right. But still. You know, you got the whole thing happening. Yeah, we're all staring at him, but you're staring at him, and I'm not saying you would.
I mean, the engaged ones, I mean...
It's not in your makeup.
I'm not sure whether the engaged ones are really totally off limits.
Right.
Are they?
Man, are you my hero.
I mean, are they really?
I got to get you some kind of superhero costume.
I mean, I happen to remember the one...
Mr. Booty Tang.
I mean, the one Amy was sitting there yesterday and saying... What was she saying? That it was a year from June. That
yeah,
they had,
quite a long
They had game. Maybe planned on setting a date. They hadn't set a date yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's not only, you know, not setting a date, but that's not setting a date... We're even thinking about it until a year from June.
That'd Cootie Tang Man!
Pretty vague.
What is the rule, incidentally, if you're talking about engagement?
They're not married till they're married, I think.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's my counselor. Do you notice how I look at Buzz? You know, I look at Buzz, you know, for validation on this.
And sometimes you get mad at him when he remembers something like that rule about half plus seven.
Well, he's not helping me there.
I don't agree with that. That's just what I heard.
Yeah. You know. I don't think anybody should really agree with that.
Hello, right. Don and Mike.
Hi, Radio Touch.
Hi.
I got two things. One, Old Yellow Tee's having a press conference releasing Emmitt Smith.
Oh, he's going to release Emmitt Smith for the, you know, that's a bad day.
Oh, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Two, Don?
Yes?
You don't owe Frida for going to court. She's still paying you back for those kayaks she never uses.
God damn, people, you
listen to the memories on our listeners. This is fantastic.
You people remember so goddamn much.
The kayaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many years ago was that she bought those useless kayaks?
2 years, I think, right?
At least.
Longer than that, I think. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Somebody
hey, Don and Mike, how you doing this afternoon? Radio God.
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm here in Fairfax. So you need to tell those weathermen they don't know their predictions because it's already snowing here.
You know, I was going to say, they said the snow will start late in the rush hour, and it was kind of spitting snow when I came in here, and late in the rush hour, well, there isn't rush hour in Washington anymore, there's rush day.
Yeah, and another right. one they used to cover their ass is, well, late in the afternoon.
Right.
What does that mean?
No.
Sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, back off Topper. Topper's my man.
I like Topper. I necessarily mean the guy on Channel 9.
I'm going to stand up for Topper.
I like Topper
right now.
I like Topper. Yeah. I like Doug. Doug Hill and Topper Shutter are two guys.
I'm going to stand up for Topper. Topper's the guy I called during the blizzard. Mm-hmm. I called him up and I said, I dig what you're doing on TV.
I am a fan of Topper's and I am a fan of Doug's. I like both of them. The other guy.
However, Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan.
Sucks Sue Palka's D.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Which is a worse gimmick, the snow machine or the bread-o-meter?
The snow machine.
Snow machine.
Hello, Don and Mike Jill.
Hi, Don. Like you, I live vicariously through Mike. I've been married for 15 years.
Hey, I'd like to point something out. Really, I mean, you live vicariously. There's nothing to live vicariously through going on right now, okay?
I think guys that have been married for that long wonder what it's like if you could go out and get laid on a whim.
Well, as I said, hold on. As I said, you know, don't live vicariously when there's nothing really going on to live vicariously through. I mean,
that's
I would.
That's my question. Since you're a rock star and everything, now that you're all single. Do you get laid at these gigs?
No, I don't get laid at gigs, and I don't, you know, and would I say that I've lived a priest's lifestyle since I've been separated? No, but I also haven't been, you know,
baby.
I'm overweight, I'm 43 years old, and I, you know, I mean, I go out and I, you know, really, I have fun, I have a good time, but there's not a regular, you know...
Look out, Tushy Squeeze!
I'm not, like, you know... It's not like a rock star thing happening. No, not far from it. I'm just an average schlub. I just go out and party a lot.
But you're getting it done.
I party more now than I ever have in my life before.
But you're getting it done.
occasionally, once in a blue moon.
There you go.
But not any. There's no regular person in my life. It's very. You know, can I be honest with you? Most of my life is extremely lonely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but the bet you had with Reed on those kayaks, whatever they were, a couple years ago, wasn't it one Hummer a week for a while or something? How's that going?
Wasn't it what?
One Hummer a week.
Listen, my wife has met me so many oral treats, it would be ridiculous to even try to collect
them. I've always been confused by that term, by the term Hummer. I've never liked the term Hummer because I don't think it really relates to the act at all.
I've never had
What do you do? Just put it in your mouth and go, I've had that.
I think it would happen if you were getting oral from a retarded girl. That's probably.
I don't know that one.
I know you don't, Tom. I know you don't.
Did you see him earlier?
Tom?
He was here. I don't know why
he was here. What was he doing here?
Does anybody know why Tom was here?
Yeah, he was offering to shovel the walk.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, James from Vegas. I was curious, what time is the meet and greet on Friday?
Well, Robbie and I will be at the Roy Jones Jr.
You don't want to give him our flight and let him meet us at the airport?
We will be.
You guys ever thought maybe just once?
Yeah.
It's now, Vegas.
Come on.
Negative.
Is that Mandalay Bay?
We're going to need a ride. Just have
people. Didn't we do that once when we were coming in from when we were coming into Sacramento?
You can do that, Mike, when you want to.
Sacramento, Wichita. We were greeted at airports both places.
It is at Caesar's Palace.
The fight is at Caesar's.
Okay.
Fight is at Caesar's Palace. So if you'd like to meet Rob and I, doors open at 2:00.
Did you get your tickets?
They're right here, Mike.
Can I take a look?
Sure can. I know what you want to look at.
You'll know it's us because we have matching top hats. Thanks.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Serious question. You mentioned probably about a month ago maybe a possible trip out in Vegas, like a DC-style show in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, that didn't happen because we were going to go out for the Adult Video Awards, and as it turns out, we couldn't find a sponsor that would pay for it.
Huh.
They wanted us to come out, but we couldn't find a sponsor that would
pay. We have too many legitimate sponsors that didn't want to be associated with Adult Video.
Thank you, my friend.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. All right. Bye-bye. And if you want me, I'm going to tell you right now. The name that I'm using at the hotel we're staying at in Las Vegas is Danny Ocean.
Danny Ocean.
Danny Ocean.
You know, I watched the end of that. I didn't watch the entire thing, but I watched the end of it last night. I thought somebody said that was a bad movie. That's not a bad movie.
That's an outstanding movie, Ocean.
Why did that movie get crappy reviews?
I don't think it got crappy reviews, and I know that it made like an obscene $125 million.
Well. As I recall, the problem was that it was out against a lot of really substantial movies.
Right.
Saying, oh, you go and enjoy this. It's mind candy if you like.
But
I love it. Fantastic. I mean, and right. Carl Reiner in it. I mean, just fantastic.
Really good.
Brad Pitt, Matt Damon.
It's got that tough kid from Boiler Room.
Yeah, it's got Bernie Mac in it.
Bernie Mac plays the dealer. It was fantastic. And you really... It's a movie that you can see again and again to track with what they were doing.
It's pretty good. Listen, a lot of people are on the phone, including Chris from Seattle. I guess we'll get to you in a second, but I do have to have a very quick update. Rob, if you would throw this in the machine, that we received a troubling fax.
Really?
That I'll share with you now. A fax that shall go by a person forever now known as the mystery artist.
Hmm.
The person that gave us this gem that we world debuted on Tuesday's episode. You might remember this, Mike.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Keep in mind,
I'm a tea.
Yuck.
Climb in the treetops all day flat. The bark feels good.
Keep in mind, this douchebag sent us, and then we went back and counted.
I bet if they take my hand, I got a problem.
Robin.
For Kitty Bobbin.
Oh, God.
The Michael Jackson song parody.
It's like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
The guy sent us 6 separate CDs that had, as you can see, a lot of time put into the label where it said, who are you just looking at in the hallway?
Mr. Hughes walked down the hallway. And then J-Law.
Oh, J-Law. Baby.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's, I'm building a case here.
Mm-hmm.
The guy sent us the 6 copies of this awful parody song, the Michael Jackson. And as you can see, it says the Michael Jackson song parody.
Right.
Throbbing for a bobbin.
Mm-hmm.
Put where he's recorded at, the guy's name.
Yep.
contact info, phone number, fax number, email.
Right.
Song inspired by, and then on the back, as you can see, copy of Michael Jackson's song parody for The Don and Mike Show. Well, what's this, Charlie?
It's another fax, I guess, maybe because you didn't read that one yesterday. Now he's saying it's okay if you use his name because everybody knows it anyway.
All right, well, here's the first letter we got yesterday. We didn't get to this yesterday. From this guy. You know, this dick.
I got a promise.
And
Billy Bobbin.
Flat. So we get this letter yesterday from the guy. Don and Mike. Please don't use my name or any info about me on the radio. I don't want anything harmful to happen to my family or me.
Mm. Oh, please.
I tried many times yesterday to call your show, and at one time I even got through, and it seemed as if you couldn't hear me on the phone line and you hung up. Something was wrong with your phone system. I am not promoting my parody song.
Well, that's not... Huh. Well, then why did you send us all that stuff?
Really? Not only did he send us six copies and a cover letter and a folder, but he sent us refrigerator magnets.
Right.
Okay.
That's promoting, ladies and gentlemen.
I was not promoting the song. In no way was I intending for this parody to be a hit song. Just possibly material for your show.
Right. Okay.
I was sickened by the recent interview with Michael Jackson and his alleged behavior with children.
Oh, boy.
I'm sickened by anyone who does anything harmful to children. They should be put in jail for life. That's why the Michael Jackson parody came about. I did it after his interview, when we had the snowstorm. I recorded it on a four-track in my basement in 20 minutes.
And sounds like it.
And printed out the package to be funny. Uh-huh.
All right.
I know I can't sing, and that the song is so terrible, it's the joke.
Okay, well, at least he's got... It's obvious he's received the message.
It's so terrible, it grows on you. I am on the road at work during your show and catch it in sections while in the car. I wanted to let you know my song was a parody. Gee, thanks for letting us know.
We needed to know.
You
that.
Think? Because once again, we had been thinking it. This was serious. Right? It was a spoof on Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Not, and then he writes his name, even though he asks that we not say his name. I suck at singing, but I'm a good drummer. Check out the drumming. I agree. He's talented. Now, he says...
That's a clever beat.
Now, he says, I know you didn't give out my phone number, but some of your listeners have found my phone number. Well, that ain't my fault.
Right.
You sent us a letter with your name on it. We didn't say where you lived.
Right.
You know? Then he writes, I've had calls from your listeners and threats to the point of filling up my answering machine. I don't think they got the joke. In fact, please throw away the parody CD.
Okay.
Please, don't mention me or my name on the air anymore.
We haven't.
I don't want anything harmful to happen to my family or me.
Sure.
Hello, Overreact Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living in this area all my life, have listened to you since WAVA. So that's the letter he sent us yesterday. We didn't have time to read.
What we had said was that the song sucked, and then we mocked him by calling him and saying how good it was, and that was it. We've done that before.
Here's the one we received today.
Okay.
Just handed by Charles Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
Facts to Don, Mike. Don and Mike. I know you don't owe me anything at all. But could you let your listeners know that the Throbbin' for a Bobbin' parody was a spoof? And I'm totally against that type of behavior with children.
What?
Seems to me,
We never indicated anything but that. I mean, yeah, it was just a bad effort.
I just might say, this is my opinion, I'm starting to get a feeling the listener doth protest too much. That's why I was making fun of him in the parody. I'm cool with the I can't sing thing. I know this. But the other stuff people are leaving on my answering machine is horrible.
Horrible.
As soon as you could do this, if you could do this as soon as possible, it would save me a lot of harassment. I am tired of their phone calls. I don't think they didn't understand I hated the things Michael Jackson was allegedly doing and doing. And I don't think your listeners understood my song was a parody.
Wow.
If you could hear them one, if you could let them hear just one of the vast minority songs That would be another one of the CDs that he sent us from his band. So they can hear my talent as a drummer. Maybe they will stop calling me a loser, which he spells looser, L-O-O-S-E-R. And talentless, not to mention other things I don't want to mention. Please, please.
I like that.
You could even ask them to call you and say, does this guy have talent? You decide.
Oh, now my crap detector's going off. He wants to keep it going.
Rightly. Yeah.
Please don't mention my personal info. My name is okay. Thanks in advance, Joe Gallagher.
Did we ever mention his personal info?
Except for his name.
No. That's it.
No.
Fax is dated March 25th.
Yeah. And the fax he received today is dated 1 month from now.
There you go.
I'm sure it was a typo.
Yeah.
But this guy's a nut job.
Yeah, you know, and we never, ever encouraged anybody to call this guy, nor would we want to. I mean, we were just saying the song sucked.
Right.
And I think if anybody happened to find out who this guy was, well, first off, don't send us a song that has a label like this encouraging us to play it with your name on it and your phone number, so we'll call you on the air. And I don't think people are calling you saying that they think that you're a child molester.
I sure hope so. If they're saying that, they're wrong. We were never presenting it that way.
I would imagine people are calling you to tell you that your song sucks.
Right, which it does.
And you're worthless. You're worthless. And now you're making it worse by sending us a letter yesterday saying, don't talk about me.
Yeah, because see, now I don't trust that, what he says. If we'll have people call in to vote on me.
And keep in mind that yesterday we didn't have time to read the letter that he wrote saying, don't talk about me.
Right.
So being as we didn't read the letter saying, don't talk about me, and he was no longer even a topic of discussion.
Right.
Today he wrote a letter saying, please disregard my previous letter. And the whole thing is,
for Billy Bobby,
it's just a crappy song.
It's a bad parody song
that we played for 10 minutes a couple of days ago.
It was so bad, that's why we talked about it.
No Kerrigan.
Absolutely.
You know, we've had the homemade jingle contest on this show. We've had people send us parody songs. And, you know, One in a Million is really good.
Right.
But this one was just beyond bad.
Joe Gallagher, you're a moron.
I got a problem.
I don't care what your history is. I don't care how you came up with this song. It sucks. You sent it to us. We played it. End of story.
That's all that happened. You know, we mentioned your name because you were promoting the song under your name. We love the song. You probably wouldn't have any problem with your name. And then you wrote us another letter and said, my name's okay. So, Joe, it sounds to me like you want attention, and, well, you know, you've gotten it. That's about it.
There you go. All right, so that's the latest from Joe Gallagher.
Jesus, you know, when people are out of touch, they're out of touch. And unfortunately, people like that, it seems to me, that they don't have a buffer zone. There's nobody around them or surrounding them that is indicating to them, hey, this sucks.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what are the odds that the messages that were left are your messages?
What do you mean?
We only left one message, and
guys left a long message, and he claims that
it was quite obviously a message from us, though.
Yeah, man, and our message was not in any way derogatory. Weren't we doing a mock like this is fantastic? That was our message.
We said we loved it.
You might have seen through your sarcasm. Hey, the reason I was calling is that the fight isn't actually at Caesar's Palace this weekend.
Really?
It's off site. It's at the Thomas and Mack Center on the UNLV campus.
Now, hold on. Let me look at the ticket again. Because it says Caesar Palace, but maybe you're right.
Being sponsored by Caesar's Palace.
Oh, you're right. It's at the Thomas and Mack Center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
In Las Vegas. Speaking of which,
so do you have an extra ticket lying around?
Yeah.
What are you planning on doing with that ticket?
Burning it.
No!
I'm going to put it in a scrapbook, sir.
That's a bad idea. I think it should go to a listener with good information for you.
I tell you what, it will come to. I will give it to the first listener to give me $1,201, which is the face value of the ticket. No, the ticket will go to a valued member of the Don and Mike extended family.
Oh.
I just haven't met that number in the family yet.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
See you later.
And this little man, I give to you.
Bye-bye.
I kept up my ass.
I am sending the ticket to Robert Blake's daughter.
There you go.
With the hopes that she's able to join me and be my date at the fight.
You're my Easter bunny.
And I don't mean the grown-up one. I mean the little girl.
You're my Christmas tree. Life's spectacular gift.
Thanks for the ticket, Don. In my pumpkin suit.
Okay, there are the touchstones. Let's give away some money. Yes. Come on, let's do it. Kids, let's make it happen today.
That's a great idea.
Phone number 877-365-3636. The secret sound. And I'll tell you this. What?
They took away my past.
What would you say if you never got out of prison?
It wouldn't matter.
Why?
They've killed me already. They've killed me already. What am I? I'm sorry. I'm being too dramatic.
What about when he started crying and he went, God damn it, this is not an act.
God damn it, this isn't an act. They took away my past.
And then, like, just like that.
Let me tell you something, Barbara.
He flips and she says, what would you say to your daughter?
I don't even know what she said. And he ate a stack of chocolate bars. I'm so skinny, I got to put the weight on.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. You get a shot at 1,000 bucks. Identify the secret sound. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where that person has gone straight to. No waiting.
And Mr. Skin coming up here in just a second. We were kidding. I promised we'd get right to caller 100 about the weather forecast. We had Frieda on telling all the different stuff we've heard. Buzz, yes. You mentioned that you have information that's even newer than the information Frieda and I were talking about.
Right.
What is your information?
Just before we went on the air at 3 o'clock, they issued a new and updated forecast based on the two balloons a day. But the updated forecast as of just before 3 o'clock was 6 to 10 inches between now and noon tomorrow, and it has already started here at our studios.
Very good. And now let's call the National Weather Service to see if that jives with what you've got. 936-1212. And there we go. So you're saying 6 to 10.
That's... Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
That's what I'm told.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sounds like Charlie.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
There we have it. No real details.
Explains so much.
There you go. From your National Weather Service.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I was calling for the secret sound.
Yes, right. And you're the 100th caller. What is your name?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Beautiful. On WJFK AM in Baltimore.
Yes.
You won the I Am a Celebrity Get Out of Here, Get Me Out of Here sweatshirt.
Okay.
Don't forget, celebrities could be for food, water, and clothes, and you decide who wins and wins. Don't miss another exciting episode of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here airing tonight on ABC TV. But wait, there's more. You've also, hold on. You want? I got some phlegm.
Don, that sounds like really you'd be able to bring it up and maybe send it out.
Thank you.
Hold on. I gotta do it in the.
Don't talk with it in your mouth. Spit.
I gotta do it in the garbage.
Oh God, that's awful. No, stop. God, 2 days in a row, bodily fluids.
And it's the chocolatey goodness of Slim Fast.
All right. There you go. All better?
Yep.
All gone?
Ah.
Uh-huh.
That's a great aftertaste.
Yeah.
My friend, here you go. Dinner for two at Hooters and a pair of tickets to the Summer Sanitarium Tour, FedEx Field, July 18th, with Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Deftones, and Mudvayne.
Really?
I may be at the show if my child is not on detention at that point.
Very good.
I think he wants to go.
Uh-huh.
Tickets go on sale Saturday at 1. Uh-huh. Ticketmaster locations online, Ticketmaster.com. You won before you can buy. Your tickets are courtesy of Hooters.
Hooters!
So have a great time at the Summer Sanitarium Tour. Now you'll play for $1,000 with a common everyday sound heard in the kitchen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And do we hear some either planned or unplanned children in the background?
One unplanned but very much loved son in the background.
Of course. Oh, that's wonderful. And how old is the little man?
He just turned a year old on the 20th.
Who's a year old?
And he's going to be one of your youngest listeners. I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school.
That's wonderful. What is the lad's name?
The last name of me or my
no,
son?
No, the lad's name. The boy.
Nicholas.
Rob, I got a clue that I really think would put it over the top.
All right, you might get a clue here, ma'am, so listen up, okay?
Okay.
Rob, Don is writing it down for Rob. Now, Rob won't agree to it because Rob doesn't like to help the listener.
I know, he doesn't like it if anyone wins.
No, he's very mean that way. He's very cruel.
Mike and I need the clue, too.
Yeah, we need the clue because we're playing like you are, man.
Like it? You think I can go with that?
Yeah, and it's also a helpful piece of advice.
All right.
Boy, that's a dog and a kid I hear in the background.
The sound, you meant, now you love your son.
Very much so.
But you mentioned your son was unplanned.
Pleasant surprise.
Okay, let me just say that if you had decided to take care of things.
Oh.
This sound could have helped. Good luck.
Thank you.
And please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Sorry. You just threw me in. Snow.
Snow. Oh, the.
Appropriately enough, Snow is the name of the artist.
Oh. Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Name that sound. Kitchen sound. Baby sound. No, it's not a baby sound. My God, it's not a baby sound. Informer.
You don't say daddy means snow me, I'll go blame. A licky boom boom doo sound.
Yeah.
I mean a licky boom boom down.
Yeah. For $1,000, what's the sound?
I'm going to be one of your lame listeners, because I don't think I really know.
Honey, you got to guess.
I know.
Kitchen sound.
Come on, didn't you give this any thought before you called?
I knew what it was last time. I don't know what it is now.
Okay, why did you call?
I tried, but I couldn't get through.
That's the most annoying thing in the world.
I know. I didn't want to be one of your lame
great,
listeners.
Great.
I'm going to say the sound of an ice maker.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry.
People have said ice. It has nothing to do with ice.
It has nothing to do with ice. And I couldn't think of anything in the kitchen that would have prevented us from having a son.
Why, hear this? Balling up my hand. Now look what you made me. Now look what.
It's more phlegm you brought up, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Look at that. You just made me a more oogie mess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I still love you guys.
Thank you. Hold on. We love you, too. Hold on, you dumb bunny.
I think I have it.
You think you do? Let me see what you've written down, Mike. It is not taking a coat off a hanger.
All right.
It is not. You wouldn't find a coat hanger in a kitchen. For goodness sake, you silly.
You're losing your head.
You silly person. Time now for our weekly visit with the world's greatest...
I have nothing to say to either one of you.
World's greatest inventor and the man who's brought us the world's greatest website, www.mrskim.com.
All right.
Nothing better on a Thursday than getting together with Jim McBride, the inventor of mrskim.com. Newly married he is, and here he is right now. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Here he is, www.mrskim.com.
Newly married he is.
.com. I say that Yoda-ish.
I love Yoda speak. I really do.
And, Jimmy, is there anything, first off, new in the theaters this weekend with nudity?
Yeah, it was a slow theater week. The only one of the movies is this Cradle to the Grave, which is a Jet Li, DMX, Tom Arnold flick, which is rated R, but as far as celeb nudity goes, really nothing to speak of. Gabrielle Union, kind of hot black chick, really hot actually, is in her underwear, and you see her in underwear and some side boobage, but nothing to get too excited about. You know, but all the good nudity is in the DVDs and other stuff.
You know, Mr. Skin, I got to tell you something, and I'm concerned, because really it seems to me that, you know, each and every week there's an occasional movie that comes out with nudity. But would you say that this year and last year, the features that are being released into the theaters right now, are we seeing less nudity than we have in years past?
Probably. The right. big thing is the fall, actually it's the fall and winter is when you get most of the good nudity. The summer, very difficult because they have so much PG-13 stuff because all the kids are out of school and they're really catering to the younger viewers. So, but I would say there's no question that, like, in the 70s and mid-80s, it was 10 times better. But, you know, the pendulum swings back and forth over okay. time, and hopefully we'll get more nudity as time goes on.
And here's what I don't get. You know, I obviously you mentioned there's nothing in the theaters this weekend. That's fine. And you mentioned the DMX movie with Jet Li. But where's Tom Arnold in all of this? I mean, I get DMX, and I get, you know, the other guy, the director, but Tom Arnold.
They needed, like, a funny buddy guy to go, you know. and that's it. Yeah, he's not really an action guy, in my opinion.
Okay, let's get right to it. Buzz is our news guy. Have you ever met Buzz? Buzz?
Not really. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Buzz.
How you doing? Actually, we met in California, now that I remember.
When oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Actually, Buzz was holding up a prompt, but I see, Buzz, that we will be getting to
excellent.
What you wanted to ask.
Got
Jim
a call about
it
yesterday.
Very
good.
Let's get right to what's new on Divid and...
Yeah, okay, well, some cool stuff to talk about this week. First, I wanted to talk about a movie that's new on DVD at the video stores called Sleeping Dictionary. And the reason I bring this up, I've had a lot of guys emailing me about this saying, hey, you're not talking about this movie, because Jessica Alba, who guys know from Dark Angel.
Yeah.
One of the hotter babes on TV, though. Dark Angel is no longer on TV, but still tons of guys are into her. Great breasts, super hot. Well, this is kind of a pubic service announcement from me, but there is nudity in the movie, and Jessica Alba's character is nude, breast shot. The problem is it's a body double. And that's why,
rip off.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mention it last week, and I wanted to make sure, because guys still get fooled by the body double, and it depresses me, because the number one rule with body doubles, make sure you see the face with the body. If it's an obvious... you know, they'll show her face, cut away, come back to the body part. You got to know that's a body double. And guys were mad that I didn't talk about this last week, but
hey,
Jim, it is, it's a body double.
Jim, you got to know how stupid I am. I pull up the stuff of the computer here, and then I turn the monitor around so Mike can see.
Right.
I've been looking at this since we had you on the telephone, and I'm seeing Jessica Alba's face and the boobs, and I don't realize that right in the middle of this picture it says, Jessica Alba's body double,
right,
in the Sleeping Dictionary.
Right, and it's been, and the thing is, I know it's tough because I have a policy where if it's body double, I don't want to show pictures of it. That was my policy for a long time because I'd be angered by the body double.
Mm.
But then I get so many emails from guys saying, well, your site sucks because you didn't put this picture in. And I'm like, so then I just decided, okay, I'll put the picture in, and then in big letters, I'll say body double. And
Mr. Skin has integrity, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, but I just want guys to know, because a lot of dudes last week were bummed I didn't talk about that from the emails I got, so I wanted to bring that up first today.
They're nice boobs. Do you imagine that?
Okay, good body double boobs. Problem is we don't know who the hell it is.
And a body double, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, a body double will be used for two reasons. Sometimes because, you know, hey, it's a better looking body, but more often than not, it's because the actress doesn't want to do a nude scene. Is
that
right?
That, and that's her case. She even in interviews said that she doesn't want to. But when the TV career kind of starts tanking and the options aren't as many, sometimes actresses find that they can do nudity after that. So hopefully that'll happen with Jessica Alba. We'll see.
I hope so. Do you think, Jim, hold on, just to get back to that, because for a while when that show was on, we were all fixated on her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you estimate that her boobs look something like that body doubles boobs?
I actually would think hers would be even better than
yeah, I would think hers would be better. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, next, this Leslie, What's her name? Leslie Bega?
Leslie Bega, yeah. Leslie I wanted to Bega. Talk about this. We tracked down this DVD in Germany, of all places. It's not available in the U.S., and the reason we got it, there's a ton of nakedness in this movie, but the one girl I really wanted to get, I had heard about this, and I just wanted to share it with you guys. Leslie Bega is in this movie, and you might know her. She was in Head of the Class, the old Howard Hessman sitcom. She played Maria, the smart babe, the brunette. But she also, a lot of dudes know her from the Tony Soprano's girlfriend, Valentina, in this last episode of The Sopranos. She actually had some nude scenes in The Sopranos.
Now, is this...
Boy, that doesn't even look like her.
Is this now, is this the Mercedes lady, or is this the lady
who
had one leg?
It's the lady that had the horse that was Ralphie's girlfriend that Tony picked up.
Oh, yeah, the one that where he stole Ralphie's girlfriend.
And that picture really doesn't look like she looked in The Sopranos.
Right.
Wow, she needs to buy a razor, man.
Well, this is the thing, is it's a side view, and when you can see Bush from the sides, you know you need a little trimming, I guess.
God damn.
But it's actually, this isn't, you couldn't really go to the, this is one where I can't say, hey, just run to the video store and check this out, because it's only available in Germany, but she's kind of been in the news the last year, and I thought you guys would get a kick out of seeing that, so.
Nice, Bush, and now, the next thing that you're going to bring up was, we had mentioned NYPD Blue this week on the show, as a matter of fact. You know, it's just dumb luck. I hardly ever watch it, but I mentioned I watched it on Tuesday, and that there was language, and guys have called us and said, did we see Bush on NYPD Blue this week? Because we know we saw ass, and we know that we saw teats. Did we see Bush?
I have an answer for you. She, okay. if you look closely, it's hard to tell, but you have to. She's very shaved down there, obviously, but she was wearing a flesh-colored crotch patch.
Mm-hmm.
Certain angles will show that, but that's okay. I mean, it's a very small little thing. I mean, obviously, I would love if she was, you know, totally right on. But the fact of the matter, what else she showed was that was the best nude scene in the history of network primetime TV.
Wow, and it absolutely sure is by looking at it. That's incredible.
How great is Jim's sight that you get from this week's NYPD Blue? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 16 stills of Charlotte Ross in various stages of undress from NYPD Blue. Jim, at the laboratory, how long did it take your skinologists to get all of this stuff together?
Well, we were working OT because the show was Tuesday night,
right.
And we taped it. And some guys, instead of working like the normal 9 to 5 hours, they worked later because we knew it was going to happen. And they ended up staying late, taped it. We had it in the site for the updates on Wednesday morning.
And wow, does she have one hot, smoking
body? Oh, she's amazing.
Body.
Yeah, she does.
They did
she
a
does.
Cool thing too. You know, she actually, if you don't know who she is, she on the show, she plays Dennis Franz's girlfriend,
right.
Detective Connie McDowell, and she is super hot, Charlotte Ross. And she had never done a nude scene prior to this, so this was kind of cool that she did it, number one, because she hadn't done a nude scene. But they did a neat thing where his little kid accidentally walked in on
her. Right.
And they did one angle after all this happened. They did an angle where, and you can probably see it in one of the pictures, the kid's head and ears are perfectly aligned from where the camera is, so it blocks her chest for part of the full frontal shot.
And that's no accident. That's no accident when that happens, is it?
Exactly. They line that up.
Jim, at first glance, didn't the kid's ears look like her areolas?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
There's
that
the
kid
picture.
Has some big old Mickey right. Mouse ears, right. Man, because he blocked a lot of her body.
Of course, that was a stand-in kid,
hold
too.
On, let me go to the second shot.
Oh, even better.
And these pictures are blown up. In which you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 larger images of Charlotte Ross, her entire ass.
Oh, yeah.
She's covering her massive boobs. And I guess if you look very closely, you can see the genital patch.
Yeah, well, the other thing about this scene is, yeah, the ass shot was amazing, but look at the side nude shot. When do you ever see a side nude shot on TV like that
right.
shows that area?
Yeah, you never do. You never do.
Absolutely. If it was Leslie Bega, that probably wouldn't have made the censors.
Jimmy, I got to tell you something. You have great material, but for this one, for this particular one, right now in the studio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people are all crammed around the monitor.
Yeah, just checking it all out.
Because It's something that we saw on TV.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's network television, yeah.
And Jim, to give us a real-time point of reference, how fast did all of this nudity happen on NYPD Blue?
Real quick, was within seconds, but that's the beauty. That's why, you know, people are saying, well, when are you going to have the clips, and we're going to put the clips in soon, but they're going to be disappointed because the pictures, when you could go frame by frame, it's really a lot better than in fast motion, though in this case, this was awesome in fast motion, but I just think the pictures, really, when it's at a standstill, so much better.
All right, hold on. Are you looking up something else now, Lisa?
Yeah, he gave us another one.
Hold on. Oh, and now, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah. I got a little something quick for you there to wrap it up.
You know, Jim, I was watching part of that awful movie with Sigourney Weaver, Heartbreakers.
Oh, yeah, Heartbreakers. Yeah.
And there are so many scenes in that movie where Jennifer Love Hewitt almost shows her chaos.
That's where they play the mom-daughter combination, the con artists. Right?
Yeah, one of the bigger teases in Hollywood.
Yeah, there are so many scenes where she almost does. Now, I think what Lisa's pulling up is from, the Jackie Chan movie?
Yeah, well, what happened was they released yesterday on DVD the Tuxedo, which stars Jackie Chan and Jennifer Love Hewitt. And when I saw the thing in the theaters, when I saw the screening, you know, I reported, you know, yeah, she has some sexy moments, but there's no nudity. Well, a young skin turn at the Mr. Skin Laboratories was going through the DVD, and I'll tell you exactly where this is if you have the DVD. Now, we have the pictures at the site, but if you have the DVD, you go to 1 hour, 1 minute, and 41 seconds in. And there's a scene where she gets pushed into the pool, and she's wearing a blue dress. And now this is underwater nip slippage, but you get a part of her areola. You can see that on her right breast. Just
hold on, it's coming up on our computer right now. Yes. Lisa's going to the. She's clicking on the Tuxedo 2002. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let me say, Mr. Skin has done it.
Oh my God, that's extra work right there.
Yeah, the kid will soon be promoted. So that was a great job. I missed it at the theater, but there's no way you could see that unless you had the DVD and could go.
A skin turn.
And Jim, really, wouldn't you? You've seen a lot of boobs, and these are highly anticipated boobs. Fantastic areolas.
Yes.
And, you know, you had mentioned before about when the careers, you know, slow down a little bit. Jennifer Love Hewitt is someone who I just hope that career slows down a little bit. And she finally gives us what we want.
I see it coming. I mean, she's still pretty young. So, but yeah, I know just from emails that she is the number one actress that guys are hoping does a nude scene, even ahead of, like, Jennifer Garner.
I think we can all go to sleep at night and pray for the Mimi Rogers career path for Jennifer Love Hewitt.
All I can say is that if you want to see, and we're looking at it right now, it's blown up on our little screen here, go to www.mrskin.com, Jennifer Love Hewitt, the movie The Tuxedo. She's underwater.
And you get
freeze frame, and her right boob is totally exposed.
Fantastic.
And the lefty's coming out. Jim, you've made my weekend. I'm serious. You've made my weekend. You're the greatest. So today we have, for the highlights, Charlotte Ross.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
All of the nudity from
the charts,
NYPD Blue. Yeah. And Jennifer Love Hewitt. And man, that is like a pepperoni-sized areola.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's when she finally takes the top off officially, we're gonna be treated as some nice areola action.
Cause, very good.
That's just half an areola there, and it's more than most girls' full areola.
Yeah. Well, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
You're the greatest. Your website, please, everybody, go there. I mean, it's why Al Gore made the internet. It's www.mrskin.com. Jimmy, we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye, dude.
There he goes.
Man, you know, we have a lot of guests on the show. There's no doubt. He's my favorite.
And that is how you, you make it in the Skin Laboratories by, you know, a young skin turn who was responsible for that Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Take just a second, Mike. And
you know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm trying to get. Is it the right one that you know? Because so that's it right there.
Right there, The top of the bathing suit, Mike,
man, that is
has
big areola.
The top of the bathing suit, here's where it's almost like I'm doing the weather now with a Doppler. I'm showing Mike, but here's where the bathing suit ends.
Right.
This is all areola right here.
There she is.
And on this one, on the left breast,
that's covered.
But you see the top of the areola.
I don't think that's areola. I think that's shade.
I think, well, you know what?
Because it wouldn't match up.
But it would if, because it looks like the right breast is going up and the left breast is going down.
You know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. With
don't the... ruin a boy's fantasy.
Okay, Don.
They're almost exposed.
But you'll agree, the right one.
Yes.
That's the closest we've ever come to seeing Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Great sight.
And you heard Mr. Skin say she's number one as far as guys hoping that eventually she shows off.
Yeah.
Great sight. Wow. And Buzz is over there holding up the sign during this. And Buzz rarely gets involved with Mr. Skin.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Mr. Skin came on, Buzz is holding up the sign going, NYPD Blue, NYPD Blue.
I wanted this to remember because the guy called in the middle of strip trivia yesterday.
And he's got it. Now, who is this you just
That's
pulled
up? More Jennifer Love Hewitt.
This is PG-13 Jennifer Love Hewitt in a bathing suit. There's no nudity here.
She has, I really do believe, the best breasts in Hollywood still.
And this is, again, from MrSkin.com.
And that's old. Those are old pictures.
Yeah, she's got like a flash dance haircut.
Yeah. 30s. 1930s.
Wow, what a set of cans, though. Jesus Christ. Boy, is she hot.
She certainly is. She sure is, Don. She sure is.
And is he a great guest or what?
Of course he is. The
best. Of course. So anyway, that's Mr. Skin. Okay, now, it's time for Stump the Stoop.
Yay!
Now, let me, if you've never heard this before, I'll explain to you exactly what this is. It's a game that I used to play with disc jockey friends of mine. That I was so pathetic when I was climbing a ladder as a top 40 disc jockey that I would get drunk with my friends on the weekend, and it started like this. You would name a song. And then it would be the first guy in the room who could name the label that the song was on. Then you had to name, off the top of your head, the time of the song.
Right.
If it faded or ended cold, what the intro time was. And then finally, one weekend, some guy just pulled out a box of records and said, mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to put the needle on, and the record starts, and as soon as you know it, You yell out the name of the record.
It's kind of like Name That Tune.
Yeah, except I'm really good at it. I mean, when it comes to top 40 and stuff, I'm really good. A couple of times our listeners have played me either toe-to-toe or beaten me.
We've had that happen, and that's always exciting when you get a really decent challenger.
But pretty much I'm unbeatable at this. And Robbie actually came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, you know what would be a great Stump the Soup?
Right.
Would be disco, since almost all disco songs sound the same in the beginning.
It certainly start the same.
So, if you think that you could beat me at Stump the Stoop, and I'll give you an example right here. I've got, let me see, cut number 7. Robbie,
that's right for Hollywood. You want it over here.
Okay, number 7.
All right, you going to play one?
For instance, Mike?
Yes.
I'll say I can name it in, it's a real easy one. I can name it in 5.
I can name it in 4.
Okay, so anyway, we go all the way down to 3, and I'll end up saying I can name it in 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one probably so easy, almost every...
Do you know it? You said it's easy.
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't, but if it's from this collection right here, these are all number one records. We won't be using this collection.
Okay.
Let's just see. I love the nightlife, I love the boogie.
Yeah, I knew that
one. Did you have it too?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah, see? So...
I like the nightlife, I like the boogie.
Wow. The deal is that on this set that we have right here, Have a Happy Decade by Rhino Records, these were all number one records.
Want to try one more?
Sure. Rob, pick one on one of these other discs. Right. I know we got a break, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. When Charlie comes in here, it's always great time.
All right, Mike, I can name it in 5.
I can name it in 2.
All right, I'll give Mike the chance to name it in 2, even though this is really my bit.
You were just doing an example. I know you always get territorial about it. I just wanted to try it once.
You know. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye.
There you go. See, it's still your bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, but you're on.
I knew it. I just lost on purpose.
Did you really?
No.
Charlie on the front disco.
Anyway.
So it's going to be all disco.
Now, it's like one of the few talents I have is really being able to name these songs. If you think you're any good, you could win some prizes.
Very good.
877-365-3636 from Canada. 800-636-1067. Look at that. Oh, no, you were late on it, Robbie. Forget it. You were late on it. So we'll do some Stump the Stoop disco when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick of
the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, ready for the original Stump the Stoop. A game actually that I first played with Scott Shatter. Scott Shatter.
Shatter.
Shatter. Shannon.
Are you looking it up? You got it wrong?
Shannon in the morning.
That guy.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And I don't know how the name Stump the Stoop became the name of the game.
Sounds like something maybe you came up with when you guys were wasted.
There you go, Mike.
That's right. Sounds like something you'd say when you were hammered. Stump the Stoop.
Stump the Stoop.
You're the Stoop.
So here's the deal. We have all kinds of disco CDs. Mm-hmm. Rob has hidden them from me. Mike will attest to this and buzz a little bit.
Absolutely, right. That's right.
I cannot see which song is in the machine. There are 20, 30 songs on each CD.
Do you have a blindfold? That one might make it better.
I can't have a blindfold because I got to run the board.
I understand.
But
I have one for you if you need it.
I have a...
You know, it would just make it more amusing for me, but that's very selfish. But if I and it wouldn't be, you know, anything other than seeing you with a blindfold.
I got to be able to press the buttons, though.
Buzz has...
Why does Buzz have a blindfold?
I don't know.
Buzz, why the hell do you have a blindfold?
Well, I always carry one.
See, Buzz, from where I am,
uh-huh.
I can't see what Rob has loaded into the machine.
It's really,
anyway.
It's really kind of behind you, so you really couldn't see that.
Would you feel more comfortable if I wore the blindfold?
No. All I can see is that in machine number one, there's a song, and in machine number two and machine number three, there's a song.
This is very exciting, and occasionally we get a challenger that does very well.
So let's go. Let's play some Stump the Soup, and hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Now it's Disco Stump the Stoop.
Got it.
You got it.
I got it.
Keep in mind, a lot of these disco songs sound the same. I can name it in 5 seconds.
5 minutes.
I can name it in 3.
All right. Just to show that I'm a good guy.
All right. This gentleman will have 3 seconds to name the disco song.
And I bet you can't, and I can. Here we go. Which does it matter, Rob?
Either one.
Here you go. 3 seconds, and don't say you can't hear it down the phone because you can. Here you go.
Got it. Oh, I know that.
I have it, incidentally.
Give me.
That would be "The Hustle" by Van McCoy. Right now, they'll say, "Do the hustle." Do it. Nice beating you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye bye. Yeah, I think you'll find that I'm not a.
Always so gracious.
Nice
beating you.
Not a very gracious winner, is it?
That's what all the kids are taught to say in Little League.
Nice beating you. Okay.
I love this song.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Who's this?
This is Richard out in Reno.
Reno, you know, we got to thank our listeners on the buzz in Reno.
We do well in Reno again?
We had some kick-ass ratings. Number one, 2554.
Way to go, Reno. I love Reno. I love Reno. Reno's one of my favorite cities in the country.
Let's go back. That's because you guys kick ass. We love our Don and Mike out here. That's
and
great.
I had a wonderful experience. I was when I found out that my wife couldn't go to Vegas with us this weekend for this HBO trip,
right.
I called the airline to see if you know, I could work out a deal where, you know, even though HBO's paying, maybe Frida could still get a free ticket somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the telephone, and the lady who was a real smoker, mm-hmm. obviously, at one point said, "Are you the radio guy?" and I said, yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. She said, "I recognize your voice. I'm in Reno." So I don't want to tell you which airline it was, but whatever airline it was,
right.
the 800 number gets routed
through Reno. Yeah, a lot of those 800 numbers go through different parts of the country.
To Reno, and she was she couldn't have been nicer.
Wonderful.
She really was just wonderful.
Maybe when you're in Reno, we could hook up.
Are you ready to play, Richard?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, do you think you're any good at it?
I think I'm all right. I think I'm good.
I can name it. I'm just going to cut it right to the chase. I can name it in 3 seconds.
I can name it in 2.
All right. Name it in 2 seconds. Go. In case you don't
my
have...
My love. I know that song.
In case you don't have it, I do. It would be "I Want Your Love" by Chic.
Now,
you're the man.
In order to win, they have to have the title and artist, right?
Yeah, title and artist.
Title and artist.
You're the man, Don.
But, no, you were good. I knew you were close.
Yeah.
Because when you said, like,
nah, he
I love.
Give me another shot. Give me another shot, brother.
No, he didn't deserve to be in the arena with you.
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you, Mike.
I like the challenges. You would occasionally get a real challenger. I mean, you had a guy last time you did this that did very, very well. That's the guys who go,
I had a guy last time, I think he was in San Francisco. Absolutely toe-to-toe.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
I could not beat the guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Howdy, Stump the Stoop. What's your name?
John in Wichita.
John Wichita, KFH, FM and AM.
That's right. Also, Mike, I graduated high school at Simsbury, Connecticut.
Simsbury, great hockey team. You used to always beat us. Simsbury,
yeah, you guys
always beat us.
You guys kicked our ass in baseball, though.
Yeah, that's true, but you beat us in football and hockey. I remember Simsbury. Good
I
for you.
I wish we could wrestle.
All right, now.
Wow. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
At any time, any of you listeners, if you really think you know what you're doing, you can just say, "I'll name it in 1 second," and you could try to win.
If it would have been 80s music all day long, but I'll try it with the disco. I can't
well,
do 1 second.
Goodbye. I'm hanging up on you because already the guy's throwing out a disclaimer.
Oh, Donnie was from Simsbury, and he was nice.
But the guy was already throwing out a disclaimer. If you had 80s music.
He was just being humble. He was being humble.
Yes. We've done 80s before. This is disco. We've done 80s. We've done classic rock.
Right.
We've done bad records.
Where is your sense of sportsmanship?
You don't win this game.
I know.
It's gone. It's like the only thing I'm good at.
It was nice beating you.
Oh, Don and Mike, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Where are you from, Kevin?
Shelton, Washington.
All right. That would be state of Washington?
Yes, sir.
Washington, D.C.
Well,
that's Bob Costas' drop it.
Oh, that's right. You listening?
It's always sunny and never rains.
Are you listening on the Seattle station?
Yeah, the buzz.
KQBZ. I like. How about that for an enthusiastic?
Yeah, the buzz.
Nice endorsement.
Well,
for the station.
You wouldn't catch me in Seattle on a good day.
Hey, well, you know, can't really blame you for that.
Okay, here we go. I can name it in 5.
2.
2 seconds.
Yep.
Do it, and here it is. I got it, incidentally.
Rock Your Baby by Andrea True Connection.
First off, it's Rock Your Baby by George McRae. It's more by Andrea True. And this is Shame, Shame, Shame by Shirley and Company. Can't help it.
I guess they must have shared their music.
I'm a Rain Man. The only Mike gets...
The attitude comes through a little bit from your voice, but the facial is just like, "Hey, I got it. I found it.
Do you want to take it to the next level? Because I just noticed they have
Whoa, blow me up!
I'm sorry, sir. Were you talking?
Shut up.
It has the original single label on here if you want to further Amaze America.
I knew it was a blue label. It was the same label as Pillow Talk by Sylvia. I couldn't name it, though.
Vibration.
Vibration record.
Vibration number 532.
Should have had it, Robbie. All right. Let me see. Anyway, shame, shame. There
way to make him look bad, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
This is Bill from Philly.
Bill, WYSB, are you ready?
Yep.
I can name it in four.
Three.
All right, I'll give you a fighting chance in 3 seconds. You ready?
Okay, yep.
Here you go. You're not going to get an easier one than that, my friend.
I know, and I'm drawing a blank.
I know the title. I don't know the artist, though.
That would be Ring My Bell by Anita Ward.
You know, it's easier to name the songs than it is the artist, don't you think? I mean, for all of us laymen, Don.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. And this would be one, really, when this was out, I'm sure you too might really want to shoot yourself in the head.
Oh, yeah. This was one of my least favorite disco records. It was, you know, and you know what? Because really, it didn't offer anything.
No.
It was just like that little...
Somebody.
There was some decent disco, occasionally.
Is that really the label, Rob?
Yeah, have you ever heard of it?
No. How would you pronounce that?
I guess Juana.
Juana? J-U-A-N-A? Do you want to make a crappy record?
Do you want to dance?
Here it is. Ring my bell.
Yeah, man, that one. And that got a lot of airplay.
That was a number one record. That throbbing Michael Jackson bobbin is better than that. For God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Joe from San Francisco Bay Area. I'm the one who was toe to toe with you last time.
Oh, your challenger, your main challenger has returned to the ring.
I think you may have me this time, though. It's a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but I'm going to give it a shot.
I'm hiking my pants up right now.
He is, too.
I can name it in two.
I'll take it in one.
In one? Good luck. I got it.
You take it.
Never Can Say Goodbye by Gloria Gaynor.
Get off, man.
Incidentally, if you want to know label, MGM.
You are the god.
Oh, it's a weird talent.
I never can say goodbye. We'll be back.
All right, see you later, my friend.
All right,
you just mopped the floor with him that time.
Well, Mike?
You mopped the floor with him that time.
Yeah. See you, loser. I think it was on Classic Rock that he was able to go toe-to-toe. And
yeah, he did very, very well.
He actually beat me.
Right.
But I fixed him that time.
Yes, you did.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. I'll beat you till you love me, faggot.
Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who's this?
This is Chris from Reston.
All right, Chris.
Chris, you feel confident?
Don?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to kick your ass in this.
Now, there is a challenge. That's somebody with a lot of confidence.
Listen to this.
I can name it in 3 seconds.
I'll name it in one. Play it.
Name it in one. Now, I'll give you credit. Here's a guy with some balls.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, if he does name it in one, I get the chance to name another song in 1 second.
And then you guys go to another round.
Are you ready?
Go ahead. There ain't no stopping us now. I'm excited, Whitehead.
See, we got a player.
Wow.
We have a player.
All right, now I have to name the next one in 1 second, or you win a prize.
Do it, dude.
That's the Way I Like It by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Bingo.
And we go back to you.
Okay.
1 second. Good luck.
Funky Town, Lips Incorporated.
Wow. Right. Back to me. Car Wash, Rolls Royce.
Right.
We got a player here. This is fun.
Back to you.
Gotta Be Real, Cheryl Lynn.
Wow.
Good ball.
Whoa. Back to me. Am I ready on machine
number
3?
Six. Yeah.
More. Andrea True. Andrea True Connection. Are you ready?
Ready. Forget Me Not, Patrice Rushen.
Wow. You're good.
He is very good.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Oh, Disco Inferno by the Tramps.
That's Satan's song.
Listen, I'll give you one more, and if we're both tied, you're going to get a prize, and we'll break. Because we only had like 45, 50 records. We're going to fly through all of them doing this.
But okay,
Good. You're good. You could get your own show doing this. Here you go.
Oh, YMCA, Village People.
Right. So now the pressure's on me. One second. Here we go.
Second.
Love Hangover, Diana Ross.
Very good, sir.
Now listen to these two. Ladies and gentlemen, the Battle of Champions. Boy, I just wish you guys could go to. We had a winner.
Well, all right, let's break.
Okay.
Because this guy's really terrific.
Showdown. We'll come back.
And this is 1 second you guys are doing the show. This is great.
Now, I hope there's enough of the songs being played.
This is a big, these are big hits, though. I'd like to hear some of the obscure disco songs.
Rob, do we have obscure disco?
I guess disco was, if you had a hit.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that was pretty much what we used. It's not from our regular collection.
And it's not fun for all of us unless you're playing the hits.
There you go. So, all right, will you stay on the line?
Absolutely.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Chris. I'm the guy that bet Don about the Heat movie a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Black Chris.
Oh, and you know what? I never even thanked you on the air. You actually, and without any prompting, you left $100 at the front desk, right?
You bet, dude. Man, my word.
Well, then you should know that $100 went to the charity called My Wife Doesn't Give Me Enough Money. I wish I could tell you that I'm one of those disc jockeys that, like, if a listener loses a bet and pays me money, I give the money to charity.
No.
I don't.
Didn't happen.
I kept the money.
And you spent it.
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Hey, little buddy, we collected $100 for the sick boy yesterday. Very good.
Oh, you're doing some Jack Diamond. Yeah, thank you.
You got it. You know, this guy's a player.
Yeah. All right, Chris, hold on a second. We'll come back for another round of Stump the Stoop right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere's a real hero of mine. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show. How's your tape? The Don and Mike Show.
That's not the best tape. Where's the Zoolander tape about Eulogy? Zoolander is one of those movies. The first time it was out, it was like, right? But now every time it's on, there's something new that I like even better. I don't know. You've seen Zoolander, right?
I have not. I have not seen one nanosecond of Zoolander. I have avoided it due to the fact that I believe you had indicated to me that it wasn't a good movie.
I know, but I'm here to tell you I've changed my tune.
One of your friends is in it.
Will Ferrell.
Literally one of your friends.
Candace Bushnell?
Scotty F-word.
Scotty's in it?
Yeah.
A lot of FaceTime and I think a line.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He's at the bottom part of your screen. Well,
anyway.
But I'll go look at it.
Here's where, what's his name? Ben's talking about Eulogy.
All right.
And eulogizing somebody.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
Yagoogly?
Okay. I'm laughing.
You know what? That'll crack my wife up. Just doing a show for one person right now. Hold on a second. I don't think she's listening.
So that's, he plays the empty-headed model, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You Google it. Oh, come on, where's she going to be?
Hello?
Hey, honey?
Yeah, boo?
Listen to this.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals?
Yeah.
Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
We love that. Would you say that is now our favorite laugh that has replaced What About Bob?
Yeah, we do pull that joke out pretty often.
Yeah.
You Google
it. All right. Bye, sweetie.
All right. Bye, boo.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, Zoolander, one of those movies, when I first watched it, I thought, ugh. I don't get it. I thought it would be a good skit on Saturday Night Live.
You googly.
But I got to give free the credit. The more it's been plucked.
Well, that's like many, many comedies grow on you, and then you like scenes. You know, there are lots of comedies like that.
The more it's been playing in my house constantly, the more I realize, it's pretty freaking funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up? This is Brian from Pittsburgh.
Mike, this would be our first official call from Pittsburgh.
Wow. Well, we're really on the edge, 1550. You've heard of the station?
That would be our...
What is that phone?
That's my phone downstairs. Just ignore it, okay?
Well, that would
nice
be...
to have that first phone call from Pittsburgh.
Our Pittsburgh radio station. Here's the only thing... Now, are you calling...
Is it really Pittsburgh, or is it somewhere, like, outside of Pittsburgh?
It's really Pittsburgh. It's actually in Braddock, but we get it well in Pittsburgh.
Mike, I've worked at two different stations three separate times in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Which one?
13Q... KQV and B94.
Yeah, B94 is going down the tubes now, by the way, because SFM is...
Okay, well, anyway, it's a radiophile.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you that a long time ago we announced we were going on to Pittsburgh.
Right.
But the station wasn't on the air because it was a station that was dark.
Yeah, and they were starting from scratch.
And now, but obviously, the tower is up, and it's got a...
The wooden tower is up, and now we are...
From what I hear, it's got a decent signal.
And maybe we're getting a following. So we urge people in Pittsburgh to join the family.
One guy, one call.
And he was a radiophile.
There you go.
I scan the dial each and every day to find the shows.
Before we get back to Stump the Stoop, when I was talking to my wife during the break, she told me it's sleeting and snowing like crazy out there where she is.
Right.
At our house, outside our studios, it's snowing.
Nothing to worry about.
Mike has, over the last 2 hours, gotten more and more of an attitude that you're refusing to believe that we're going to get what the National Weather Service says, which is now 6 to 10 inches.
I think we may get that, but it's nothing to worry about.
Anyway, let's call... Let me call very quickly.
Okay.
The National Weather Service.
Very good.
Again, to see if they have changed. We called this about an hour and a half ago.
Let me get an update here.
See what the new National Weather. And then back to Stump the Stoop.
The latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's Charlie.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
There it is. What more information do you need?
Forecast has not changed yet.
No.
Here's another guy claiming he's calling us from Pittsburgh.
Huh.
Yeah,
hello.
I wanted to play the game.
Well, I'm glad you want to play the game, but are you really calling from Pittsburgh?
I'm really calling from Pittsburgh, yes.
That's fantastic.
Really? Hold on. Hold on. Just
maybe we're discovering something in Pittsburgh.
Are you calling from Pittsburgh?
No, sir. Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. Oh, well, screw you.
Harrisburg.
Who cares about that? Let me find the guy that I'm playing the game with. Chris. Hello. Chris? Don and Mike, hello?
Chris, hello? Are you there? Hello? No,
oh, no.
It's a woman.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I was just going to say the first time I saw Zoolander, I walked out of the theater, and now it's one of my favorite movies.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of comedies are like that. They make a bad first impression, then they grow on you.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
What? You are on the air.
I am Deanna. I'm calling from Northern Delaware.
Hi there.
Oh, I thought you guys had something that told you what I was calling about.
No, I don't. I'm trying to find the guy. I see. He's on line one, the guy I'm playing the game with.
Okay.
What can we do for you, Deanna?
Well, I was just calling to tell you that I am totally enjoying this game. In fact, I'm getting a little moist.
Well,
hey, it's a turn on.
Yeah, it is.
How come someone didn't tell us this?
That's what I was surprised about.
You're doing the old er-ee.
No, I'm not, but I'm driving. But I pulled over to tell you that.
What is the aspect of the game that makes you moist?
Is it my prowess?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it is the both of your prowess. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And the gentlemanly type way that you're playing, you know, always complimenting each other and not being jerks, but being very confident.
So you're getting, you like the spirit of camaraderie and competition.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not getting very many of these. You would kill me.
Really?
Don, I believe this woman is being 100% sincere.
Are you ugly?
No.
Really? Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
See, I knew you were going to ask me that. Yeah. I have no idea. I get a lot of compliments, though, when I go out on my eyes, on my hair, on my chest, on my butt.
On your chest and butt.
So you're a good-looking girl from Delaware, and this segment, the Stump the Stupid's making you horny and wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you are pulled over.
Bonus.
Yeah, I am pulled over.
What are you wearing right now?
A pair of jeans and a sweater. It's cold up here.
I'm gonna ask you, are you a longtime listener of the show?
You know, I started listening last year, and I have been listening ever since.
Now in Delaware, we're on all over. Well, what station do you listen on?
I listen on YSP.
YSP. Do you know what's stirring the stupid? Listen to me.
Stirring the soup? Combining both games.
Stirring the soup?
Yeah.
When we ask girls to stir the soup, if a girl like yourself is making soup right now in your underpants, you're making chunky style soup.
You're assuming there are underpants.
Yeah, that's an assumption.
And your fingers become the spoons, and we ask you to stir the soup.
Listen, if it were summertime, yeah. But I'm in the middle of this parking lot. I mean, I'd have to pull my pants down.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
See, I can't do that. When I did that, somebody would walk up and knew me.
Would you like to call back sometime when the weather was more appropriate?
How about Ali?
Sure, if you guys are playing again, yeah.
Well, how about I'll leave you on hold, and you continue to listen.
We can get updates from her and see how she's doing.
And maybe things will be happening. I'm going to continue to play with the guy who's doing so well.
All right.
Okay?
Good, yeah.
All right.
Hey, do me a favor.
What?
Are you wearing pants?
Yeah.
Just unbutton the top button.
Just the top button.
All right.
Okay. Put the phone down there so we can hear you do that.
Okay. Yeah. You hear it was in a nice pop. Okay.
All right, good. All right, Bob. All right, listen to Joy. I'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Hold on a second.
Look at the position that Rob's in.
Hi.
Just listening.
Rob, you took your hand away. Show down the way you had. That's the way Rob was sitting when she was doing this.
Like, we're all floored by this.
Yeah.
But a woman's getting turned on by this.
I'll never be able to figure Rob out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, let's go, Don. Let's play.
Chris, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, now we're playing. Come on, Chris, use your real voice.
I know.
We're doing Stump the Soup, disco style. This guy, Chris, he's incredible. He's matched me. We've named songs in 1 second.
Mm-hmm. And it's driving that lady in Delaware crazy.
Are you ready, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to sex it up, Chris.
All right, here we go. One second, Chris, name it.
Don't leave me this way, Thelma Houston.
Wow, he is good.
All right, now I got to name one in 1 second. Here we go. Shame by Evelyn Champagne King.
I love some of the names in disco.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Chris, name it in 1 second. I got it, incidentally.
Crap.
That would be Turn the Beat Around by Vicky Sue Robinson.
Wow. Man, and you know the thing about that song, the intro doesn't give it away really strong.
Yeah. Nice beating you, Chris.
Very good, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Don't you think he deserves any kind of a prize for going, like, 18 rounds?
Let me give you a prize.
Hey, Don, let me stop you right there. If it's all right with you, I don't really need a prize. I'd like to, I'm a courier, so if it's all right with you, I'd like to give my business a plug.
A plug? Sure, go ahead, Chris, sure.
All right, I'm working for Washington Express Courier Service in D.C. metro area, 1-800-DELIVER.
All right, you got it, my friend.
Man, I bet your bosses love you for doing that.
Excellent.
Yeah, I hope so.
Sure you don't want something? I mean, I'll give you a nice prize. You got these nice jackets from Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Actually, that's something that you sent me to a few years ago, so I've won from you before. I don't want to be a hog.
You know, how often do you get a listener that's
there
that nice?
Cool. Okay. Really?
That's terrific.
Hey, Dina?
Yeah.
Are you getting mad at him for a minute?
Yeah.
Why?
What?
She's too nice. Hey, Dina?
Yeah.
How are things going down there?
You know, that was such a build-up in Mudtown.
That was what?
Such a build-up and then a letdown?
Yeah, like, I thought that you guys were going to go for another round. And then...
Oh, I'll play with someone else. Hold on, honey.
He needs more.
Yeah, he might play with somebody who's really sexy.
Hold on, honey. Here we go. Let me see. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, gentle person. Who's this?
This is Jim from Rochester.
All right, Jim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On WHTK, which I've got to say, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, another one of our big success stories, no kidding, in the Arbitron ratings.
Very, very happy.
We love your radio gods up
Sacramento.
Here.
That's Rochester.
Oh, WHTK, Rochester.
WHTK.
KHTK, Sacramento, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, my friend, I can name it in 3 seconds.
I can name it in 2.
You're on. Ready? Go.
Oogie, boogie, taste of honey.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Doesn't get much easier than that. And here's mine in 2 seconds. Ah. I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Is that right, Rob?
There we go. Yeah.
Man, and this is one of my favorites.
You know, it's a really good thing that was a 2-seconder.
Yeah.
Because on 1 second...
You don't hear anything.
No, that was like impossible. All right, my friend, you ready for another round of 2 seconds?
Let's do it.
Okay. Robbie, you got him queued up?
Yeah, you can go on that one.
All right, here you go, sir. 2 seconds. Name it. Stump the Stoop.
Dance with me, Peter Brown.
Wow, that's good. That's obscure.
Okay.
Number player.
2 seconds for me. Boogular Nights by Heatwave. Also known as Boogie Nights.
What's on the flip side of it?
On the flip side of Boogie Nights? I have no idea.
I don't either.
By that time, I was playing cards, not records.
Right. Did Heatwave do Always and Forever?
They did.
Then it was that was on the flip side of the disco version of the record.
And it was Epic Records.
Always and Forever.
An orange label. Are you ready?
Go.
2 seconds.
Shake Your Groove Thing.
Bye.
Oh, damnation. No, it's not the damnation. Wait. I lose.
Peaches and her.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
thank you, Radio Gods.
Hold on. If I don't get this one in 2, we'll continue. Here we go. Hold on a second. But I'm just doing this play with you.
You're toying with him like he's a ball of yarn.
Oh, I got to wait for Rob to put a song in the CD thing for me. It's queuing up right now.
Yeah, it's not so much me, Don.
It's just a light that's saying stand by, stand by.
Stand by. More disco coming up on your machine.
You're a good player. You're not as good as that other guy. You're pretty good. Here we go. 2 seconds. All right. Upside Down by Diana Ross.
Easy for you.
Nice beating you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you.
So long, another vanquished individual goes off into the sunset.
Dina?
Yeah.
How you doing now, baby?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, Dina?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hi to Buzz?
Yes, I would.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Buzz.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
Glad Buzz?
Are you going to do that thing where you call somebody and talk dirty to them?
I think we'll be doing that again soon.
I think we're doing it right about now, Buzz.
I know.
Did you like that feature, Dina?
Yes, I enjoyed it. It was magical.
I've enjoyed your call to the show today.
Have you?
I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad I got to talk to you, Buzz.
There needs to be more women in the world like you.
I have said that. I really have. Women just aren't in touch with themselves, you know?
Exactly. In touch.
Yeah, in touch. Hold on there, Dina. I got to take one more challenger on. Because it says on the screen, I love this, a guy who says, I'll kick your ass.
Wow.
I would take pleasure in beating at your ass. Is that you?
I'm here.
Are you the guy who says, I'll kick your ass?
Can you make it more on the R&B side?
Statement.
Now, you don't do that. You don't say, and then immediately come in with a wimpy request.
All right,
request.
Listen, I'll just straight up. Straight
it's
up.
Disco. Today's disco.
I'm in.
Are you in at 1 second?
Sure.
All right. Name it.
I've got motion.
I've got it.
I like the way that...
That would be...
Views Corporation.
I'll give it to you, but really, I shouldn't give you time.
Hey, I'm saying.
To think it through.
Yeah, why are you singing? You got to name the song? And
I had it immediately. All right, let me show you how you do it 1 second. That's, baby,
that
take your time,
seconds.
Do it right.
That was 2 seconds.
Douche, it's 1 second. I have a digital clock in front of me that's monitored by Rob. The
take
song.
Your time,
the song, yes, take your time, parentheses, do it right by the SOS band.
Okay, what color label?
Here you go, 1 second.
Your turn, sir.
All right.
You ready? Which machine, Robbie?
You're calling.
Two? Here you go, 1 second.
Get down tonight, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
All right. Hand to me. Now, I love playing with you. I'm going to love beating you. That would be I Can't Wait by New Shoes. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Shut up.
All right, you got another one, Rob?
Number two.
Okay. 1 second. Go.
Shake your... All right, well, let's see.
Ah!
Thing.
All right.
No, hold on. That was Burn Baby Burn, Disco Inferno by the Tramps.
Rob?
No!
It was not.
No, all right. Now Don gets 1 second.
Good time.
Come on.
By
real song.
Now, don't be there. You have to be honorable, sir. These are random.
What was the
song? I could do that one.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. You got one you didn't get right.
All right, go ahead.
No, you're out of it.
No, you lose.
You lost.
You lose.
Well, he hasn't named the song yet.
He just did.
Oh, is it, what the...
Oh,
what
oh, you want his song?
Chew up the same...
All right, this is the one he missed. Number two.
Number two. Okay.
Boogie Fever. By the Stylistic. Silvers. Something.
This guy's a handful.
Yeah, see,
you're not playing the game correctly.
You know,
I didn't hear it the first time.
You already
no,
have...
don't say you didn't hear it the first time, because I heard it the first time, and I knew it was Boogie Fever, and it's not the Stylistics, it's the Silvers, and it's on Capitol Records, and the follow-up to it was Hotline. Calling on the hotline for my love.
What? Now, this guy, listen, you on the phone.
I did get it.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
You're going to need to behave yourself if you're going to play this game.
Okay.
You have to really... You're somehow just not really playing the game by the rules.
Give you one more chance.
Now you name the song and the artist.
Immediately.
And you don't pick around. Do you understand?
Okay. Immediately. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have it. It's Doctor's Orders by Carol Douglas.
That is an obscure song.
Mm-hmm. Can we hear that again? Just to pound it into the ground? Hello?
A baby.
Hi, honey.
Now, to finally boot him out, you have to do one in 1 second, right?
Okay, sure, yeah. But I did this one, but I'll do another one in 1 second.
Even though you're giving him an extra chance. You are supposed to be quiet.
Be quiet. I'll do one more in 1 second. He's the Greatest Dancer by Sister Sledge. See, the guy won't shut up.
You won't shut up. What is your problem, dude?
Man, I beat you at this game. You're a good player, but I beat you.
Oh, come on. One more.
No. Yeah, it's got a little ween.
And remember, I beat you on Doctor's Orders by Carol Douglas.
You know, and really, technically, you beat him 2 songs ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that. I beat you on Boogie Fever.
Yeah, you're the man.
I know I am.
Oh, you're such a dick.
I know I am.
Hate you.
Bye-bye. Just, you know, I like guys that play stand-up. I mean, and when you do the bit about, it was nice beating you, at least, you know, you have been beaten before in this game, and you accept it. This guy just didn't want to accept
it. He was a dick, and you know what? He was pretty good.
He was good.
He knew a lot of the songs, but he was just a jackass
about
it. Yeah,
he was an ass.
Let's get back to Dina. I hope this hasn't ruined what's going on in her pants. Yeah. Dina?
Dude, what a baby.
Yeah, wasn't he?
I hope that didn't dry up the situation.
Yeah, that totally killed it, man.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I am not surprised at all.
He's like the biggest whiner
And you give him three chances. I was like, get him off the phone.
It's amazing that a guy that, you know, you can just tell. I mean, and you know what? Everybody loves to have the underdog win. He was just...
Yeah, it was the second he gets on going, make it more R&B.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Honey, call back, okay? Please don't be a stranger.
I will.
All right, love you a long time.
I love you guys a long time.
Bye, Dina. See you in the spring.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Dina? Spring.
Dina?
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
Spring, buds bursting.
Okay, one more caller, and then that's it. And let's make this guy the last contestant. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, what's your name?
Scott in Sacramento.
Scott, are you ready?
Yeah, buddy.
I can name it in three.
Okay, I can name it in two.
Okay, go.
That's Get Off by Foxy.
That's pretty obscure there.
Correct.
Good start.
To me, for 2 seconds. I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross.
Bingo.
It's the luck of the draw. You got an easy one there.
All right. To you for 2 seconds.
I really have no idea, that one.
It's going to kill you. It's so easy. It's Macho Man by the Village People.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that intro.
What do you mean you've never heard that intro?
Well, I guess I never...
What do you mean? It's only the intro that radio stations like played for 8,000 years.
Yeah, I pretty much avoided that song.
It doesn't sound like, you know, right. Macho Man is almost like a cold intro.
But now you got to name one in 2 seconds, right?
Well, I named that one, but I'd be glad to name another one. Here we go.
Okay.
That would be.
I know that.
Keep It Coming, Love. See, here's the thing with these guys.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, you guys don't get. Wait, now this is the second dick in a row. They
can't let
the game happen, Sacramento.
I named your song, and then you asked me to name one.
And you keep babbling. I mean, we had like three guys that were on.
All I said was, I know. Calm down, Mike.
No, because you're irritating me.
I've been on hold for 15 minutes.
I don't have to calm down when guys like you F up the game for everybody. I was actually sitting here, like the listener, enjoying it until the last guy, and now you just, you know, you just ruin it for people.
All right, now hold on.
Because you babble.
I want to go with one other person says we're not playing fair. And I'd like to know how that's possible. Brandon.
Yes.
How could we possibly not be playing fair?
You guys, the time is completely different. You're giving the guys for a call in 1 second, and you're taking 1.5 seconds. Come on, guys.
I certainly am not. We have it on digital timers. I'm taking no more. Robbie, would you care to...
There are two ways that we can time this. I checked them both. There is a timer on the board and a timer on the CD player. Each time is honest. It's flat square honest.
Wow. Rob dropped the F-bomb.
Late February.
Rob dropped the F-bomb.
And, you know, and the reason is, let me tell you why it's just beginning to go south. Because those last two guys that played the game. It was perfectly fun. It was, like, very, very sporting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was enjoying it. I really enjoyed.
Really? Hold on. Brandon, or whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Do you really think I need to cheat to win at this game? I don't. I really don't. And if I get a good player like that guy, Chris... I love playing against
him. Absolutely.
But I don't cheat at this game. I have great fun at this game. I used to play with my disc jockey friends.
All right, we'll let it slide this time. I don't know.
What do you mean, we'll let it slide this time? All right, I'm going to show you the difference between 1.5 seconds and 1 second.
All right,
okay? Watch. This is, and I'm going to set the retimer, 1.5 seconds from Mark. Go. This is 1 second. Mark. Oh, I hung up on him.
Oh, wrong button.
Oh, dear.
Sorry about that. Dick. Ruined my fun game.
You know, it was the two game led up to that. And, you know, here we are having a nice, good time.
Well,
the guy was asking me to calm down. I was sitting here. I'm over here, like, enjoying it like the listeners do when you do this.
Right.
And everything. It's just...
I like doing it, Mike.
It's February. They worked their way in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were late arrivals.
I like doing it. And we had a couple of guys that were good players. And thank you, everybody.
I actually root for the listeners when you're playing the game. I want to see a listener knock you off because you win a lot. And you know what? And then the other guys came in and they didn't spoil it. I still had a good time.
No, they're all great.
Hey, Mike, calm down.
Right.
Calm down, Mike.
Yeah, because I'm stacking the deck with half a second.
Mm-hmm.
No, the advantage you have, and which is a legitimate advantage that we all have, is we hear it loud and clear down the phone. It's, you know, but you have actually turned it up, so when it goes down the line, it's easier now. And what I notice about the game is more people are able to hear it over the line.
Yeah, it's true.
More clearly than they did before.
Anyway, it's great fun, and I know one reason that people might be upset today is the weather. Mm-hmm. It might be the February blues.
Right.
Or maybe it's the fact, let's face it, who's not upset? Freaking Mr. Rogers is dead.
Yeah. Fred Rogers no longer with us.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people? Can we deal with that?
I don't know.
I know I'm all upset about this.
Try to keep it together. Calm down, Don.
I can see that.
And Mike, I know you're keeping it inside, but I know you're just as goddamn upset as I am.
Don, I'm a happy clown today. I'm I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside.
Oh, we come back.
Man, oh man, nobody's, you know, we're not going to be able to go to the neighborhood anymore.
We got the phone number. We're going to go to the new neighborhood.
I forgot to wear my cardigan today.
We come right back for the old hotline to heaven.
Very good.
And we're sure we got the reverb set?
You mean the line to heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, let's grab a couple of calls off the blower. Hi, it's Grace.
Hey, buddy, Grace.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grace. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business but I do. She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do. Well, all right, so whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right, how about the gee, Grease?
All right, how about the gas?
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
Right.
They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dirk. I think you guys are cheating, too.
Cheating at what?
On the competition, I can name that in 1 second.
How could that be?
Because it's not the time that's wrong, it's the bandwidth that's wrong. The guys in the studio are listening to it on monitors
Okay, I'm not listening on a monitor. I'm listening in headphones.
It's the same.
If you would like to come down and play under the same conditions.
No, I'm no good at this. But
come on down. Listen, what I'm saying is, Dick, maybe the next time we do it, I'll go in the other room just to prove to dicks like you that I can play over the telephone and still win.
Well, that'll be good because that'll be a fair competition.
I'm telling you, it's still not a fair competition because I'm like Rain Man at it.
Well, that's good. Okay, idiot savant.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
As opposed to you, just idiots.
Well, I just know that you guys are cheating.
We're not cheating.
You might beat him anyway.
What's wrong with you? I understand the technical aspect. You incredible nerd. Listen,
you're
a pain in the ass.
For the final time.
You know,
first.
The problem.
I wish you were dead.
Saying that
first.
Over the telephone.
First.
Down on the bandwidth.
First.
It comes down on the bandwidth.
First. I've
lose.
Been in the business 30 years and have played these songs until they've come out my ass.
What is wrong with people? What
that's
the hell is wrong with playing a game? What
that's
does it matter?
Great, but
we
if
are
you
playing...
were playing against yourself, you would have an advantage in the studio.
I tell you what.
We said do
that.
Not have.
We said that before we broke. We said that.
Well, fine. I've been on hold, and
well,
I haven't heard.
Fine, but what is... Why... It's a frivolous
meaningless radio game. What the hell is the problem?
Well, I don't know.
No, you don't know. That's the problem.
If it means all that much to you, I guess it's not a frivolous radio game.
It doesn't mean anything. Don does this for fun.
For fun.
Well,
I play this.
Right, and takes a great amount of pride in it, and all I'm saying is make it a fair competition.
Hey, Dick. Dick. God almighty, you are a pain in the ass.
Dick, when I play with my disc jockey friends, I play for fun.
What parts do you play with of theirs?
What? What are you talking about?
Are you trying to be funny?
Now you're trying to inject levity. Why don't you just let us do our jobs?
Well, because you're not very good at it.
Good at what?
You want to do a competition.
Now, you know what? Wait, hold on. You tipped your hand. You're an agenda caller.
Here we go.
You're an agenda caller. You just want to bust balls, don't you?
No, I sit there listening on the radio, and the people
are calling in. Do you like the show?
Saying that it's not fair on the time.
Do you like the show?
And the past, huh?
Do you like the show?
It's all right.
It's all right. Do you listen?
Not often.
Not often. So you're a ball buster.
So
no.
This is just
got
one
agenda.
Time. You just happen to be listening.
Address my comment. That's
address
all.
My comment. A comment that you don't have any balls?
I'm going to address your comment. You're wrong.
I'll tell you what. You want to bet money on that?
Money on that?
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
No, wrong.
When were your testicles hacked off?
Probably before you...
My female sounding friend.
Bandwidth. You don't know what bandwidth means.
Yes, I do. A master's degree at Georgia Tech.
What do you do?
Exactly what bandwidth means.
What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do for the third time?
What do I do?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I do a digital signal processing on audio signals.
On audio signals? For what? For another radio station?
No, for the U.S. government.
For the U.S. government. No. So you work here for the government. Are you having a bad month?
No.
And why are you busting our balls when we're trying to do an entertainment radio show?
I'm just
why are you doing?
Why is it that you cannot take me at my word when I'm saying I'm not cheating? Why is that not good enough?
Whether you're doing it on purpose or not, the people you are competing with have a slight unfair disadvantage.
Now, wait a minute, but you are saying something that we said before we went to break.
Yeah, it's harder hearing it down the telephone. We have a new telephone system that's modified it. I didn't notice anybody who played the game saying, I couldn't hear the song, and as a matter of fact...
That guy that played with you was going like head for head, like got six songs in a row.
There were a couple of guys...
He might be better than you.
Why?
I said he might be better than you.
There was a guy that beat Don. Don's been beaten before.
I guess you didn't hear that part where we had a guy who... he and I went eight songs in a row with 1 second each. He had no problem hearing them.
And he finally lost, right?
Yeah.
But right, he might not have lost if he had a fair competition, right?
What is your problem?
You just won't let him go.
What is your problem?
Dude, we're doing a radio show for entertainment.
Well, great.
And right now the entertainment is the fact that we're kind of piling on you.
Well, that's fun.
That's what?
That's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah?
It's fun.
Well, because it would be safe to say, really, that we are here doing what we do each and every day, and you are doing what you do each and every day, but you have some issues.
If you would like, I'll let some of our listeners talk to you, if you think that it's so one-sided.
Oh, I don't think it's one-sided.
Would you like to speak to some of our listeners?
Why would I want to?
Because I'd love you to. We're requesting it.
Because they're your peers.
Well, the point is...
Hello, you're on the air with this guy.
Stop talking.
They're not my peers.
You're on the air with this guy.
This guy's an asswipe. Go away.
It's about the bandwidth, Don and Mike. And I went to Georgia Tech, and I'm pretty sure they taught me about the bandwidth and how it just took such
all fag
advantage.
All the time?
Pardon me?
Well, I said, is this all fag all the time?
I think we've only got one.
Yeah, it was when you called asswipe.
Not that there's anything wrong with that either.
All right, let's
except in this guy's
case. Let's see if we can find another person.
You guys are pathetic.
For you right, to talk. Yeah, we're pathetic.
Yeah.
You're calling us.
Hey, I just called in to make a comment.
No, it's more than that.
You called in together.
You called to start a fight.
To stand up on
you
your
called
own.
To start a fight.
You think that you can play in our arena, and you can't. You're not qualified.
Now, either Mike or I.
I'm not into disco. It doesn't matter.
Listen, what genre of music are you into? Because I'll invite you to come down to the studio and put on the same headphones I have, and I'll kick your ass.
You know what? Hey, do one more. Give him double the time. Give him that. You do it
I'll,
1 second, he gets 2 seconds.
What, now, see, you want me to compete in what you do. I could,
you, well, you're commenting on it.
I do.
You're commenting on it.
Well, you don't understand.
I don't understand what.
No. You know, the fact of the matter is that we are doing a very simple radio set. We're doing no. Shut up.
La la la.
You will never be heard.
Goodbye.
You will never be heard.
What was that? Are you hanging up?
We win.
Bye-bye.
The sad part is he's made Dina dry.
Well, he's made me dry, too.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, you can't even have any fun.
No, apparently not.
Oh, sure you can. Like, that's fun. Even that's fun.
I want to, man,
Yeah.
I want to get physical.
Hey, yeah. Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, first of all, okay, that guy's lost his mind.
Well, you know what? He's really pushing me over the edge, too. Maybe it's because of the snow, too.
Oh, I know. Mike is mad about the snow. Mike is outside during the commercials looking at the weather, and you are mad.
I am totally pissed off. Late in the rush hour, started at 3, blizzarding.
I think he's had a little bit too many bandwidths go through his brain.
Well, it's just, you know, really, when we're playing a very innocent, fun little game,
yeah.
And,
come on,
you know, I mean, you tweak up the fact that, hey, I beat you, you know, goodbye. You work that up, and then a guy like that takes it seriously.
But also, I'll tell you, I enjoy it when a guy like Chris or the other guy goes head-to-head.
I know you
yeah.
do.
And yeah, that, for me, is fun.
And it's frustrating, and it's also frustrating when the guy brings up a point that I said right before we went to break, where you definitely have an advantage over the callers, and you agreed because you hear it through headphones, they hear it over the phone, and we said that, and then he starts again with, let me tell you about bandwidth.
But just to repeat, though.
Let me tell you about bandwidth when my testicles were removed.
Not one of the people that played that game, about 10 people played, not one person said at any point, I am having a hard time hearing. I can't hear it. Please play it again.
Nobody. Simple way to handle it is next time you double the time the listener gets to hear it. And the listener can win every single time. They can beat you by naming the song in one note.
Hello.
Hello.
Because then you won't be able to hear the song.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're okay.
I have to tell you, this guy that you just had on the phone stressed me out so bad. I wanted to reach the phone and strangle him.
I am so glad that somebody commiserates with me on the fact that that guy made me about as angry as anybody makes me on this show.
Oh, my. I'm sitting here driving my car, and my blood is just boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
There's something about, there was a combination of his battle, which was meaningless, his tone, and his, like, female-sounding voice, no offense to you, but he was a man, and he had that just, oh, God, I wanted to kill him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey.
Hey, I love this game, as a matter of fact. I enjoy it. I think that, Don, I could play you, you'd kick my ass 99 times out of 100. And
it's just a fun game to play.
And also the reason.
Absolutely. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I enjoy it. But in the words of Larry Zyga, I've got one thing to say to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, you care.
You care, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you care. Well,
amen.
You know, I don't know. It's partly my fault. I put the guy on the air. I mean.
This is true.
I saw on the screen it said. Some dick.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Yeah, that's us.
Some dick.
You know, Joe screamed it and it said, some dick.
There's something about him, and I think everybody's responding.
Everybody.
There's something about his tone.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How did this guy beat you over the phone? Or he's saying that the phone made that big a difference when the first guy tied you the entire time.
Right, exactly.
That was that was our point.
He didn't want to listen to that point.
And the bigger point is that we're not talking about like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where there's a fantastic prize on the line.
No.
This is a fun game.
It's funny.
He's just a dick.
It's your bandwidth.
And the exercise is really so people that are listening can play along and say, you know, see if they can name the song on their own. And then, hey, I remember
your bandwidth.
That. That's
just good, clean fun.
And what I like is when we always ask a guy like that, it's always the same. Why are you listening? Well, I don't listen often.
Right. I just happened to call in. And I'm a woman.
Did you guys notice he sounded like Mr. Hand from South Park?
Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know.
I know that's a different Mr. Hand. Like he's talking about from South Park. Yeah, but no, you're right on both of them. On both of them.
Sorry, I'm not thinking really clearly. The man's really upset me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's Mr. Hand.
Here's Mr. Hand from South Park.
Well, spank my ass and call me Charlie. Isn't this exciting?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I want to be like Don. I swear to God.
I mean, you got those tunes right on. I think you're all about that. And this guy, I bet you he's got a tiny head, little hands, and a wide ass. I swear to God, he always does push buttons all day long.
Right,
he's just sitting at his computer screen. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Tiny like, head, small
I don't even know what bandwidth is.
You're great.
Tiny head, small hands, and a wide ass.
And really, I'm in the radio business. Bandwidth, I think, has something to do with, like, the modulation and frequency modulation and like FM and AM, and really has nothing to do with what you would be hearing through speakers.
What he was saying is that the people on the phone are not hearing the kind of quality that we're hearing in the studio.
Something and we said before we broke.
But like you said, we didn't have a single contestant who had a problem with that.
Right. Anyway, listen. I started the whole thing anyway by taking the call, just because Joe put on the screen it's a dick on the phone.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wonderful exercise.
Me too. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike. Christ, we got a guy in heaven waiting to talk to us. Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Doc Mike.
Pardon me?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm glad you out a couple of weeks ago.
Hold on. Is this the guy... Are you the guy that came down with the front loader?
You got it, baby.
Are you the guy now?
I'm on the job.
Now listen, I am a petty person, and I purposely don't go to the fan sites that have been devoted to our show because I don't like to read that stuff. It screws with my head. But I was on DCRTV.com, which is a site I go to all the time.
Right.
A guy named Dave runs it. I think he does it, Dave Hughes. Does a pretty nice, pretty fair, balanced job of writing what's happening in the radio business. Well, somebody got in the mailbag there and wrote, if Don was saying that Great Falls, where I live, Virginia, was not plowed, he's lying because that's always the first suburb to be plowed. You know, the guy, some anonymous poster wrote to this mailbag indicating that when we had the blizzard,
right,
that I was lying by saying that my street hadn't been plowed out.
Well, where you are, I mean, it's very, very tough to get to.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the guy, Jeff, who actually, now, Jeff, when you came down my street, I think it was last, what was it, Wednesday night?
I think it was on a Monday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what day it was.
Tuesday.
Yeah. It was Tuesday night. Yeah.
You must be tired, man. The guys that do this, you've been working, around the clock, basically.
When you came down, when I came running down the end of the driveway, how much of an idiot did I appear to be to you when I approached you?
It was priceless. It was priceless. To see you standing there at the end of your driveway it was priceless.
That's good, all right.
And Jeff, I promised you the next day on the air I'd say hi to you. I hope you heard that.
That was great, man. That was great. You really kicked the props out to me. It really made me feel good.
Well, Jeff, all I can say is that I really needed, after 4 days being in that house with my wife and kid, I needed to get the frig out of there.
That was cool. I did want to clarify something, though.
Yeah.
I work for VDOT, but we're actually a separate company. We have a contract with VDOT. We're E.E. Lyons.
All right.
And we do, God, man, probably 99% of Great Falls.
All right. Well, beautiful. Listen, we're getting ice and 10 inches, so don't forget where I live this time.
You bet, man. Mike, I'm sorry. If I knew where you were, I'd hook you up, too. But,
I got a guy. My buddy Colin out there did me proud out there, and I want to thank you.
That's good.
Hey, Jeff, you're a good man, my friend.
All right. The roads will be open, buddy.
You got it.
Okay.
And, you know, all those guys, really. I mean, hats off to those guys who really...
Yeah.
I think guys that do that probably get it. Somebody said, you get a charge out of it the first hour of the first storm, and then it becomes unbelievably difficult labor and exhausting because, I mean, they're going 24 hours a day, and all those guys that that do that work deserve a lot of credit.
Yeah. That guy, and like I said, he did a special favor for me, and I was just... so appreciative
you rescued
that you know, I was down there at the end of the street with a flashlight, like, here I am, right, please come save me.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. We got a break. We do have the hotline to heaven. Fred Rogers standing by.
Do you know what bandwidth it's on?
Yes, I do, Mike. It's on the dickhead bandwidth. And we'll do the hotline to heaven right after this, everybody.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen to this. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have the brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy for you.
All right.
I don't want to tip our hat, but let me just say, that's the name of that tune. As I was saying to some guy today, I said, are you going to play the tapes of Robert Blake? So why should we play the tapes? We got Mike.
Yeah. You got my Christmas tree.
tomorrow we'll do that. We'll review the movies we haven't seen yet. Let me see. We'll celebrate Black History Month, last day.
Very good.
Our friend James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday will be on the show.
Very good.
We'll have a semi-serious discussion with him. We've got some internet stuff. And then they'll get really interesting about 5:30, 5:40 tomorrow when Rob and I leave to cut out to go to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And weather permitting. And, Mike, you will have an entire segment with Robert, the mailman.
That's great.
Don't flip me off.
Wow.
He can't do it earlier in the show.
Oh, my God. What are you doing to me?
He can't do it earlier in the show.
Wow.
And then you'll have a...
Well, you know, he was here that one time where we ran out of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like Robert. I like Robert. It's just going to be... It's going to be interesting. It's going to be the most... It might be one of the most interesting segments I've ever had anything
to
do with.
That's why I'm promoting it. I'm telling you that it's going to be poor Mike and Robert.
That would be poor me and Robert. And we'll see. And you know what?
I'm going to let Robert... buffer.
I'm going to let Robert go to town.
No, Mama.
I'm going to let Robert go to town, but I will take, and Robert should be prepared for this, I'm going to take some phone calls for Robert.
And
let him deal with some of the love we've dealt with.
And then Mike and Buzz will do the new show and, right, and wind it up together, and Rob and I thank you very much tomorrow.
Very good. Enjoy your trip, Buzz.
Helping us out. You know, knock on Rob's wife's chin that... God, the weather.
That's not wood.
That the weather.
Now, boy.
Wow. That the weather.
I think the three of you will have a fantastic time.
We're able to get out of here. All right, so he's dead.
Oh, no.
Freddie's dead. That's what I said. Fred Rogers is dead.
Yeah.
This was on the news this morning. Rob, you're going to have to help me hook up the machine here and let me know what goes where, because I'm going to turn on the Wayback Machine right now, and he's already, as I understand it, he's already in heaven. Ah, that's the sound that tells me we've made a connection with the beyond. Hello?
Hello. There's only one person in the whole world like you.
Mr. Rogers.
Are you talking to me up here in heaven?
Hello, Don.
Is Mr. Rogers?
Little Don Geronimo down there? Hi, this is Fred Rogers. I'm dead.
Hey, Fred.
How are you?
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Good to be talking to you. It's okay. I've got to tell you something. I've got a message for you.
What's that?
Death is not a bad thing. I'm up here in heaven, and I still want all my friends that come to my neighborhood of make-believe to realize that there's only one person in the world just like you. I'm up here wearing my cardigan sweater over my skeletal body, and we just want to say happy to you. Are you sad that I'm gone? There's no need to be sad.
I'm not sad at all.
It's okay. I just want to tell all my young little fans out there that it's okay to be sad. Sad is okay. It's okay to feel sad, and it's okay because there's only one you, and you are you.
I think one of your fans may have just called our show.
Was that the gentleman that graduated with a master's degree from Georgia Tech?
The bandwidth guy?
He's a faggot.
He's a faggot?
I just thought I'd share that with you. He used to catch for me years ago. Yes, I was the pitcher, he was the catcher. I'd tell him a puppet story in the neighborhood of make-believe, and then he'd catch for me for hours.
Are you in that special gay section of heaven?
We're up here with lots of good people. We're having a fantastic time. I'm up here, and I've got a very special friend playing piano for me over in the corner, Liberace.
Oh, yeah. They've got to have you in the homo section of
It's great up here.
Heaven.
You know, I'm sad that I won't be able to do my show anymore in my neighborhood and put on my cardigan sweater and go around. But you have to realize that it's okay to die. Dying's okay. People die all the time. They do.
What did you die of?
I died of a very serious long-term disease.
Wow.
I used to catch for King Friday. Who the hell is King Friday?
I shouldn't
read things put in front of me.
He's one of the puppets on the show, right, Robbie?
King Friday was a puppet. Would you like me to tell you a puppet story? Would you like to take the trolley into the land of make-believe?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go over there right now. It's a beautiful thing in the neighborhood, so let's get together and have some fun. This is my hood, Don, and I've got it all recreated up here in heaven with the train and the little village. And I'm going to take my socks off right now and rub my feet. And if you'll notice, I have a great degree of flexibility right now. I'm going to begin to suck on my own toes. Take a look. Would you like to see me suck on my toes?
Yeah.
That's good foot. That's good foot. I'm so flexible now, I can actually take my leg off and suck on my toe. You can do magical things. You can do magical things in heaven.
You have actually taken your leg off?
That's true, Don. We've got a new name for my trolley that used to drive into my land of make-believe.
What's that?
We call it the death train now. We're on the death train. You'll notice, take a look over here, Donald.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Okay.
Take a look at my little neighborhood. You'll notice that all my little buildings in the neighborhood are decorated with black crepe, and they have lovely little death windows on the train. It's a funeral train is what it is.
Oh, and there's look at their skull and crossbones everywhere.
It's a theme we've got over here. Look, take a look. We go around the corner of my little neighborhood. Look over in my little neighborhood, my little funeral neighborhood. We're having a funeral. See, over here's my toy make-believe village. That's my toy make-believe funeral home that I've got. And if you look through that window, come down here, Donnie. Take a look.
All right, I'm looking.
Look in the little, see the little window? That's a little toy casket. That's a tiny little toy casket that you can make your own funerals and pretend that one of your play friends has died and gone to heaven. You can have a wonderful time. Over here, I've got my little bouquets of toy flowers. Look, now see that smoke coming out of that smokestack over there?
Yeah.
That's my little toy cremation that just happened. Isn't this fun? It's fun to play funeral. You can play funeral just like you can play baby's born. It's the cycle of life, and it means you're special. Don't you know you're special? Don't you know you're special?
So you're up in what, the gay wing, the fag wing of heaven?
Well, we're just in a special dormitory up here, but we have the full reign. We can see everybody. But I'd like to sing my special funeral song if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, we'd love to hear it, please.
It's time for my cremation now. It's time for my cremation. Let's pretend to embalm Mr. McFeely right now. It's time for the cremation. Having a good time. Oh, it's funeral time in the neighborhood. The neighbors are gathering for my funeral in the neighborhood. Having a great time. They're going to be eulogizing me shortly, talking about what a wonderful person I am.
All right, then let's listen. Our time is limited, so let's get right to it.
How do you feel about me dying? Are you sad? It's okay to be sad, Doc.
I could care less.
Would you like me to tell you a puppet story in the neighborhood of make-believe?
I'd like to know this, Fred.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
How did you really feel about all the little kids that you broadcast to?
I really didn't like them at all. It was a living. Actually, the truth was I didn't have to talk like this. I talked like this because I thought it was perfect for my show. And everybody thought I was so good and innocent when, in fact, I used to actually torture cats. I did. We can carve our own headstones out of soap and make-believe funeral stones. Wouldn't that be lots of fun?
Were you a male prostitute?
No, not a chance, no.
Did you ever frequent male prostitutes?
I never did, no. Never any need. I have plenty of play friends. Would you do me a big favor since I didn't get a chance to say goodbye?
Yeah.
I'd like to say goodbye to Homo Joe if you get an opportunity to talk to
him. Oh, you know Joe.
I just thought he was wonderful. And two other people I'd like to say goodbye to, if I could.
Sure.
Two people that are very funny and very talented.
Who's that?
I'd like to say farewell to Merv Griffin, and also I'd like to say goodbye to Carrot Top, who does those funny little TV commercials. I never got a chance to have Carrot Top.
What about Fez Watley?
Fez Watley's a good man. Yes, say goodbye to Fez. I overlooked him. He could come to the neighborhood of make-believe anytime he wanted to, and we could carve our little make-believe soap headstones and make them up. It'd be so much fun. It's great to play funeral in the land of make-believe. Oh, we're playing little funeral in the land of make-believe.
So, Mr. Rogers, we've now established the fact that you really don't like children.
Would you like to play my sex in the church contest?
No, now, that got disc jockeys fired.
Oh, that's right. We can't do that. Well, we don't even have a regular church in the land of make-believe. We got a little toy chapel, and that's where my toy casket is, right next to my toy soap stone. And, of course, my little funeral pyre. That's where we're going to have our funeral Indian style. They're going to put me on top of their little toy Fred Rogers, just like Gandhi. They're going to burn me on the funeral pyre. Oh, it's so nice to have. It really is. It's so nice to have a funeral in the land of make-believe. I'm no longer with you, but I'll be with you in spirit for a long, long time. Oh, it's a wonderful day to die. It really is. I don't want anybody to feel sad or blue or down in the mouth. Realize that I'm in a better place with Liberace, who's actually playing the piano for me. We're having a good old time. So if you feel down in the mouth or sad, just remember, you're somebody special, too. So nice. Picture on the wall says R.I.P. Rest in peace.
Well, neighborly day. It's Fred Rogers. He's dead, everybody. And
absolutely. I'm worm food.
And again, the message for the kiddies would be...
Don't forget, even though I'm long gone, you're somebody special. And you're always going to be special to me, whether I'm alive or dead. Rest in peace, Fred Rogers. And no girls allowed in the land of make-believe. It's been a real pleasure. And I like you in that football jersey. It really clings to your breast tightly. I like that, Donnie.
Thank you, Fred.
You call on me anytime when you've got any questions.
We will.
I'm going to go back to my make-believe funeral. Now.
Okay.
With my make-believe cremation. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long farewell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. No girls allowed. Bye.
So you're gay, right?
I'm just floating above you right now. Look at me. I'm wearing my angel suit with my toy wings. Having a good time. It's
so
lovely white outfit.
So this, the one last thing.
That's a
with sad. Red.
Why don't you play the happy song? Why are you playing the funeral song?
I've seen written on propaganda that Rob has got around the radio station. Something says, like, God hates fags.
That's not appropriate.
That's not true?
We should love everybody. Everybody should be treated the same. That's the way I look at it. And I think Rob's a big overheaded bigot. With his giant crew cut, I tell you right now, he's a hater. We don't let haters into the land of make-believe. Now, could you play a Culture Club record for me, please? Rob doesn't really want to hurt me, does he?
Let's go to a Buzz right now.
Oh, it's in Buzz a world perfect. Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz. Man.
He made it up.
It was Buzz.
Hello, Buzz. I'm up here in heaven looking down on you.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
You having a good time doing your sexy talk to your lady?
I am. I always enjoy that.
That's great. Here's a rainbow sticker for you, Buzz. Put it on your car.
Thank you. I will.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and comments?
Today, perhaps our greatest weapon against Saddam, he's lousy in bed.
Oh, dear. That's not good. I wonder if he's got a small little winky. Do you think Saddam has a small winky dog?
Mr. Rogers, always remember, please,
stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, Mike. Don.
I know. It's turned into something they always remember and never forget.
Are you staying at a hotel tonight?
Yeah, I believe so.
I might visit you in your sleep. You'll wake up with a big surprise.
Hey, this was all very...
Very, very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Famed gay magicians, Don and Mike.
Mike? I'd gladly be King Latifah.
All right, there you go. Just checking.
Me too.
Just do a little Who Would You Do? Time for Buzz's News and Comments show now. I'm not reading that today. I ain't reading that.
What do you have to read?
No. It's let me talk to Charlie Broyle about this.
You must.
Really?
Yes,
sir. I mean, it's a behind-the-scenes issue.
Right.
So
just
they're...
Just once.
Have they paid in advance?
No, it's not make good either. The payment they gave is for, I guess, February.
Okay, then I'm proud to say Buzz's News is brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure.
Very good!
And Performance Enhancer.
It's doctor-developed and clinically tested. Viramax works. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888 Tri-V-Max. Sorry for the brain fart. It's just I had had meetings prior to today's show. And
all, they all worked out well. No need to go into the detail of those meetings,
was
right?
Was, you know, chapter 7, apparently, very... is, it's my wanted. Favorite chapter in any book.
That's what they wanted.
Buzz, let me just tell you something.
Okay.
And today's been an emotional show.
It has.
It's been a roller coaster today.
But I just want to say, this is Radio's Don Geronimo, and I'm going to speak from the heart right now.
Please do.
But I'd like to talk to the good people of Fredericksburg.
Uh-huh.
Please join my friend, my best buddy, Mike O'Meara.
I understand.
And his crap blues band. For a very rare Friday night blizzard performance.
Yes, an unrehearsed performance.
At Sullivan's Irish Pub in the heart of Central Park. Hey. That's the Mike O'Meara Pootie Tang Crap Blues Band.
That's right.
You've changed the name on it again.
Tomorrow night in Fredericksburg. If I wasn't going to Las Vegas...
I know.
I wouldn't be there. But... But I've heard Mike does a hell of a show.
People don't understand why, when they ask me why, if you've ever seen the band, why that brings me joy. It would. Do you agree it would ruin everything?
Yes.
It would now ruin everything.
I don't doubt that I'd have a good time.
You'd have a great time.
I don't doubt that your band is good. But now it's going on long enough.
It's gotta stay that way.
It's just too funny.
It would wreck it.
I can never go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
But you'll be there tomorrow night.
Oh, you bet your ass.
Front row.
And again, be the first to spot me. Say, hey, Don, I got you. On the spot, a brand new car.
Brand new car.
It's a great car.
Yeah. Brand new T-Bird.
An import.
Yeah.
Or an import. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Saddam Hussein is too in love with himself to be a good lover, according to an American sex therapist. Dr. Amy Demner of Coral Springs, Florida, says her take is Saddam is self-absorbed and controlling in bed in much the same way he controls his country. She says every person develops their ideas about sex at an early age. She calls that the love code. She says the love code determines the way we act with lovers later in life. Saddam had an abusive stepfather and a mother who tried to abort him and then abandoned him as a baby.
Wow.
Dr. Amy says that made Saddam unable to bond with others and forced him to rely on himself. That's why she figures he J.O.'s so much and focuses on his own pleasure.
Now, how does she possibly know that?
She said because he's so, and here come the big words, so narcissistic that he is an onanist, which means he J.O.'s a lot.
And meaning one.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Right.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hey, wait, you look who's dropped.
Oops. As long as we're on the topic of sex therapists.
Look who's dropped in. It's the L-Man.
The L-Man.
Lucifer.
Mike.
How are you?
I just wanted to say for you, buddy.
Yes, please.
Sex therapists?
Mm-hmm.
They're all BS, except for...
One?
Dr. Natasha Terry.
There she is. He loves that sex therapy.
Enjoy my store.
Oh, yes, yes. He's responsible for it.
Enjoy my store.
Thank you, Satan.
Dr. Natasha Terry.
He loves her. Wow.
Me like.
Yeah, no. The White House is not happy about Dan Rather's 3-hour chat with Saddam Hussein.
Why?
One expert is calling the chat an exclusive with the enemy.
Nice push.
Mainly, the White House esteemed that it wasn't allowed to respond to the things the Iraqi dictator said in last night's special edition of 60 Minutes 2. CBS says it would be happy to let the White House respond to what the administration's calling lies and irresponsible propaganda. The White House claims CBS was only interested in a rebuttal if it was given by President Bush himself.
Does the White House realize that more people watched American Idol than watched that show last night?
I don't think they realize that.
I mean, everybody, we know he's the enemy.
Right.
I mean, it's a news story. I mean, you gotta, this worries me about this administration.
I tried to watch it until the Robert Blake show came on.
Right.
And it was polite conversation.
Very difficult because of the translation aspect to stay with it.
Yeah, he'd ask the question, and then, I don't know why in the editing, why you have to hear the mumbo-jumbo Iraqi language, why you don't just get immediately the guy saying,
I do not mean everything that you...
Mm-hmm.
Paging Mr. Herman. Paging Mr. Herman.
It's a pain.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But
a little tedious.
Yeah, very, very tedious, Buzz. Thank you.
I mean, that just brings the White House down a notch when they're saying, hey, we want to respond... We're Americans. We know he's the enemy.
Well, the network says our government had lots of chances to express its views, and it's taken advantage of those.
Hey, the last time I checked, no offense, Bush can go on TV anytime he wants.
Absolutely.
He has.
He calls up and says, I want to be on tonight at 8 o'clock.
Right.
He's on at 8.
Right.
Even on Fox.
He stated his case. He's made his argument. He continues to make his argument.
He's goofy about Saddam, though.
This was Saddam's Bush first American interview in 13 years. Some 40 million people saw the end of Joe Millionaire, and still more people just heard about it. But Fox is hoping there are at least 20 women out there who are totally clueless about the show and its wicked game. The network, which at first called the show a one-time thing, is dead set on doing it again, considering the ratings and the money they bring. Who can blame them? And Fox isn't stupid. Quoting one exec, it can't be done identically to our first for obvious reasons.
You know, if it would, now those would be the women I'd like to see.
Yeah. I think it's entirely possible that you could find 20 women in a country of 250 million
sure.
that would be so dumb, so far removed, they hadn't heard about it. And if not, why don't we get some European babes?
How about this? No.
No.
How about this? Why don't you have the competition be you don't know whether he has it or he doesn't? You make Joe Millionaire, right. And they still have to impress him, and it's all the dynamic of whether he has it or not. We see it. You get the same kind of thing. They just don't know whether he has $20 million or he doesn't.
No. How about this?
No.
Two guys, one a millionaire, one not. And you have to figure out which is the one with the money.
Or you just step up the line and say, no, this isn't Joe Millionaire. Evan Marriott,
you know what? Buzz, I think that it's a supreme mistake.
Yeah. Are you doing it again?
Yeah, I think that they hit gold.
Mm-hmm.
They really hit gold.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It'll be the biggest reality show of all time.
Right.
They should let it go.
I felt that way about the first season of Survivor. I liked that season. I haven't watched it since.
How about you make him gay?
There's a twist. Evan Marriott,
Mike,
meanwhile...
not all of America is ready for that.
This is true.
I know you are. I am.
I was full of men.
Oh, I got trivia for you.
What?
Right now. Can you tell me who wrote the song It's Raining Men?
I know.
Who wrote it? Yeah. I know it was performed by the Weather Girls.
Can you tell me who wrote it? Buzz, I bet you know this.
I do.
But, Mike...
It's Raining Men.
Right.
It was written by Burt Bacharach.
It was not. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
He's on TV every night.
He's on television every night.
Every night. I didn't know this myself until a couple of days ago.
This is funny.
He's on television. That means he's
hold on. Mike, you get to guess first.
All right. That is so tough.
Based solely on the clue, Paul Schaefer?
See, that's why Rob can never play in trivia games.
Because he just...
That's right.
That
is right.
Because Rob just
right.
noodled
I never would have gotten that. Never would have gotten that a million years.
Paul Schaefer wrote It's Raining Men.
He was pretty young then.
It was 1983.
Well, yeah, I guess not, because he was on Saturday Night Live in 1985.
Right.
That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, that is a
question.
Good one.
You knew that one, huh, Buzz?
That was before he was married. Yes, I did know that.
I didn't know that.
Fact.
Wow.
Evan Marriott, meanwhile, is going on a world tour. He'll start at the bar in Norfolk, Virginia, where he once worked as a bouncer. His agent, he has one now, his agent who says Evan
stay
will...
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's the guy. His agent who says Evan will have more celebrity staying power than someone from, say, Survivor 5,
right.
hopes to gross $15,000 per appearance. Good luck to him.
What's he going to do? Is he going to perform?
Shake hands, get his picture taken with people, and say that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, man, this is Dennis. What's going on?
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, if they were smart, they would have filmed about four or five of those all at once.
Yeah, and they could have, yep. like, gone, yeah, that would have been smart if they put, like, a few in the can.
But, however, just think about it, though. Wouldn't the novelty wear off if you saw the same format four or five times in a row?
If you knew that the women weren't going to be aware of the fact that, I mean, if it was still, the novelty of it was that they... didn't know that he was not a millionaire, and that if they did it like this guy said, they could, but you wouldn't have the same butler. You'd have to have different
I just
guys.
Think they lucked into it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it,
yeah, it was
one pure time.
Luck. It was yeah. very lucky.
One time they got great ratings. We'll all never forget it.
Right?
They should just leave it be.
Never underestimate the greed of television producers.
I never do, and never underestimate the greed of this place. Buzz, hold on.
All right.
I wish we had more time, but we gotta do this.
Yeah. yeah.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Once again, here's Guy Berkeley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. A private eye says Robert Blake had a plan. Kidnap the pregnant Bonnie Lee Bakley, hire a doctor to perform an abortion, and, quote, if that doesn't work, we're going to whack her. End
I
quote.
Don't know that one.
Yeah, she's lying. He's lying. They're all lying.
Robert?
Yeah, Don?
I know you're going to be on the show tomorrow. I don't want to, you know, get it all out of it, but if you could say anything to your daughter right now, what would you say to her?
Rosie?
To Rosie.
You're my Easter bunny. You're my Christmas tree. And life is a spectacular gift. Don't forget that. God, they're trying to take away my life.
Well, what would you say if you were never able to get out of prison?
I'd say I'm dead already. When they shut that door, I'm not there. That's all there is to it. Rosie, let me look at that camera with my anus eyes.
The investigator's testimony was the most damaging yet in the hearing that started Wednesday. The LAPI, formerly with the LAPD, says Blake contacted him in October of 99. He says the actor told him he'd knocked up a one-night stand and suggested she be killed. The private eye says he asked Blake, are you out of your effing mind? An audio tape played in court has Bonnie telling Robert, I just wanted to be with you, you know? Why can't I be with you? I won't bring the baby around, I promise. Blake responds, you lied to me, you double-crossed me, you swore to me on your life.
Click.
David Letterman almost never misses a show, and when he does, he rarely lets someone else fill in.
Me either, Buzz.
Like last night, tomorrow will be for you. Last night was one of those rare occasions. The gap-toothed late-night host has an eye infection, so last night, scheduled guest Bruce Willis became a last-minute substitute for Dave. It was Dave's first absence since heart surgery 3 years ago. Before that, he never missed a show in more than 20 years of late-night TV.
Humble opinion?
Yes.
Should have run a rerun.
Yeah, well, don't expect to see Willis or anyone else filling in tonight or anytime soon.
Yeah, it was awkward, but it was certainly unique. I mean, I certainly stayed with it because I wanted to see how Bruce Willis would do. But Bruce Willis is not a talk show host.
Exactly. The producers say they will use reruns Thursday and Friday. The show was scheduled for reruns anyway next week.
Wow, he gets a lot of vacation.
What's wrong with him? What was that?
Wow.
In sports, the Cowboys have released the leading rusher in NFL history. Emmitt Smith is leaving Dallas after 13 seasons. Says he'll play for another team next season. Smith turns 34 in May. His salary would have cost the team nearly $10 million against the cap. And the Yankees' David Wells says he was half drunk when he pitched his perfect game in 1998. In his upcoming autobiography, Wells says he'd only had an hour's sleep after getting drunk at a Saturday Night Live cast party. He says he took caffeine and aspirin before the game. He says he has also taken ephedra, which has just been banned in the minor leagues.
I can't believe that. Before he pitches. Because, I mean, you hear about major league pitchers that, you know, the night before their games,
right.
I mean, that's just this religious thing they do, you know?
The whole Mickey Mantle thing, though, right? That he went out, like, when he was bombed.
Oh, yeah.
You
gotta
get loose. He would hit those home runs, and he would, you know,
and Babe Ruth, even worse.
So, yeah. You know, the dumbass fans don't know how hard that was.
Finally, remember Cheech and Chong?
Look at Mike. Yeah, right now. Every day.
Come on.
Yeah. Get on his game.
Only half drunk.
And finally, remember Cheech and Chong? Well, the feds have raided a California factory owned by pot-fueled comic actor Tommy Chong.
Can I get high?
The Chong Glass Company promises its customers that its products, handmade pipes mostly, are for legal blend and tobacco use only.
Can I get high?
But the Drug Enforcement Agency takes a different view.
Joe.
It's just launched a new crackdown on the illegal drug paraphernalia industry.
Joe.
Operation Headhunter and Operation Pipe Dreams.
Joe.
Already arrested 55 people from California to Florida, with most of the arrests in Pennsylvania. Gee, who do we know in Pennsylvania who makes glass pipes? They have not yet arrested or charged Mr.
Now, Buzz, you're talking about those dudes that brought you
the novelty.
You know,
I hope they're okay. I haven't heard from them.
Well, we just go back to the new code, but I mean, what the hell are they bothering those people for?
It's just their latest project. It's what they've decided to do.
Buzz tries to pretend to be unconcerned.
I'm not concerned.
Not at all.
They have not yet arrested
her. Adam!
I'm relieved to know they've not yet arrested or charged Mr. Chong, who is now 64 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And a partner in comedy with his wife, Shelby.
Dave's not here.
They do stand-up, quoting her, when he's not testing the merchandise. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. We got to go now. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode, okay? All right, Ed, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Hey.
Hi, I'm going home to my wife.
Hey, friend. La, ba, ba.
All right, everybody. See you tomorrow. And
BM Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.